somebody dying, especially two famous people being involved, or three technically, because the boxer was there also, and he's not saying a word. Of course he's not going to say nothing, because, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's probably close to those people too. And it's a private event. Somebody knows somebody. A private event. It's just too, somebody knows somebody. Somebody is speaking, but we get misinformation when it comes to pinpointing who is what and what is who. We can only go by off of the videos.
Right.
I was just about to say that. They take it too long.
I would just say that the police is doing, they are going to do their job.
Just leave it up to them. That's another reason why I think it's a setup, because I think they're involved. They take it too long to crack this. Way too long.
Hold that thought real quick. Somebody do a test call for me real quick. Somebody do a test call. The number is 319-527-6193. I'm only going to take a few calls. Please do a test call for me. Somebody call in and know what the deal is. I'm going to ask you a question, which is going to be in conclusion. All right? But I have a question for you, my G. But I'm going to ask you towards the end of the show within a good half an hour. Let me see if anybody called. Damn, a lot called. All right, so I'm going to do this from the 678 Atlanta. So hopefully this shit don't act up. Come on now. Area code 678 ATL. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, now everybody, can you hear this person on the phone? Go ahead and speak. Press one if you can hear the lady on the phone. What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Everybody good?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
So, I'm good. So my take on this, I don't know if y'all remember the video that was going around with the guy recording when they were first standing outside, and he kept saying, yeah, take off. We got some straightening going on. And then he said something to Quavo, and he said the same thing. It's some straightening going on. So that right there, I'm so upset about this. So
yeah,
that right there to me,
backed
up what you were saying about a setup. Right. Watching that video made me feel like it was a setup based on the guy who was saying, hey, we have some straightening going on.
Smoking. Quavo coming over there, passing it to him a little bit. But then Quavo gets into that car, that nice-looking car that Jazz Prince has.
Yeah, I'm going to play it.
And you saw the pistol in the seat, and then you see Migo Bands behind him. And yeah, see, that's what, yeah, he was saying that. He was saying...
Yeah,
so
you got a little straightening going on, and he was talking to Takeoff.
Right, he was saying that to both of them. Why does he keep saying that?
Right.
And I think the shooting itself was, I feel like Yellow Footy, Lil' Cam, did shoot Takeoff in the torso. This is, again, this is my assumption. I feel like he shot Takeoff in the torso area, and it used him as a shield, which led to, unfortunately, possibly Migo Band shooting him in the head when he saw what Lil Cam was doing. That's my take. Because another video I watched, they were saying how when the first shot went off, Takeoff didn't fall. He didn't fall until after the next round of shots went off. So that first shot could have been him getting hit in the torso, and then after that, the head shot. That's my assumption.
Okay. Well, hey, love, I thank you for your call. What part of ATL are you calling from, Shouter?
I'm from the west side.
All right, from the west side. Salute to the west side, man. Well, off of Metropolitan, Spencer Road. MLK. A lot of y'all from the MLK, man. It's a lot of good weed over there, at least back in 96. Thank you for your call, sweetie. Hey.
Thank y'all.
I remember going to those projects on MLK, nigga. It was a one-way in mad cars. Niggas is out the window. I mean, it's like a drive-through line. Like, man, you would get body in it, take the weed back in your money. Man, y'all niggas over there is fucking crazy, son. Salute to ATL. I love y'all, too.
I like ATL.
I love ATL, man.
They always show love.
I love everything about ATL, man. All right, so it's a lot of y'all. Please make it quick as possible.
Look at that jewelry. He got on way too much jewelry.
Area code. Wait, you know what? No. Let me take that off. I'm going to go to him.
For him not to have his own bodyguards. Yeah, but this is the video that she's referring to. The guy's talking, asking, you know, the... She's referring to this video right here.
Right.
That you're playing.
Area code 937. Please make it quick. What's your thoughts?
What's going on? You can hear me all right, Mike?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
All right. So what's going on, Dane? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. How you?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. So my theory, bro, and I want somebody to look into this, you know what I'm saying, if they can comment or whatever. I feel like it's a resemblance between Mike Prince and Lil' Kim. If you just look at them. Lil' Kim down there look like a dark-skinned Mike Prince.
Wait, what? You talking about
Lil'
Kim? What?
Just listen. Just let it process and let it marinate. I got some more to drop on you. Not only that, they already proved that the dude holding the Chucky doll is Mike Prince's son. He like 16 or 17. So why he was there is another red flag. But the dude holding the Chucky doll was Mike Prince's son. So this was a family affair.
Allegedly.
Yeah, let's throw that out there. It's already videos proving it, but let's say allegedly.
Thank you.
So this was a family affair. It was some bullshit going on for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely was some bullshit going on. But like I said, look into it. Yellow Hoodie, Lil' Kim, he related to them. He family. That's why they not gonna give him up, cause he family. That's why after he shot, like a girl was just saying, she feel like the first shot was a stomach shot. The first shot was a head shot. Takeoff didn't fall cause the nigga held him up cause he was still trying to take the chains off his neck. And then after he got shot again, he threw him to the side and ran out the door. But right before Jay Prince walked out, Lil' Kim ran back in to grab his gun and then ran back out after Jay Prince walked out. It was a setup for sure.
Okay. Hey, man, I appreciate your call. Thank you, King.
No problem.
All right, I'm going to take a couple of more calls. A couple of more. I'm going to take like... if you have anything,
I mean, that makes things interesting. Just to comment on what you said about them being related. Once again, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a reason why the police are not moving fast enough. There's a reason why. And if they're all family, then I wonder if that police chief was related to him or somebody higher up out in Houston is related to this family. Notice how his last name is Prince also.
Okay. I impressed that.
You know what I'm saying? They're all true, buddy. That just goes to show you a setup is, wow. That's my
I ain't gonna peep that.
Man, that's not cool at all. That's not cool at all. And everybody can be complicit in this. Like, ooh, ain't no telling what is going on. And they probably trying to push the time away in order to come up with a great scenario. And well, who's going to be arrested? Who's going to be arrested? That's my thing. Did they take Migo Bands in for questioning yet?
I don't know. I don't think so. A girl hit me up that says that's their friend. She sent me pictures of both of them together, and I'm not.
Migo Bands been around Quavo for a long time.
Yeah.
From what I can recall.
They say
recall.
That the person that showed me a picture of her and him before, she said that's his brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, remember, I told you, too, that they're telling me that was his brother.
Right, when people
were giving me all that stuff from my Twitter inbox, I was... Man, they gave me his, you know, I'm not going to put his stuff out there, but I got a lot of people's government names, and I don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
And that's why I just pulled the plug on it, like, nope, I'm not about to get myself involved. Once I figured out the police are involved, that's why I was like, nah, I'm not dealing with that. Like, I'm not about to put my name on that because that's deep. You're talking about some police involvement now. That means they got pulled. What, you know, whoever this is got... And that's probably why we won't see an arrest right away until they figure out who they want to arrest or who wants to take the downfall. Somebody got to. I mean, because if they say that they can't find who it is, that's not all this camera footage. Somebody lying.
Yeah, what's the name said it best? Keith Sweat. He was He was MEC'd up on the clip on Instagram yesterday, but he said something just ain't motherfucking right. So, you know, but anyway, I'm going to take a few more calls, man. I think this is Illustrator in Nebraska, area code 402.
Yeah, that's me, man. What's up, Mike? What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling, man? Man, fuck them niggas, man. Fuck all them niggas, man. Fuck Prince. Fuck they motherfucking little nephews, grandsons, cousins, brothers, sisters, but with all the motherfuckers. That shit was a setup from the fucking jump, man. Because old boy that just called in, he took the words right out of my motherfucking mouth, what I was going to say. Because I was sitting up there watching the video, y'all playing it over and over. Like, damn, who was this? Who? Man, that nigga shot that nigga in that motherfucking head, held that nigga up. Soon as he got clear to motherfucking move around, because I'm going to tell you right now, old Bans, he was shook when he seen that shit, man, and he just started fucking firing, man, you know what I'm saying? Takeoff, he was gone, man. He was gone. He was gone from jump. And that motherfucker tried to take them goddamn chains off his neck, man. And that pussy-ass nigga Jay Prince, man, I'm telling you, man. See, that's what Senior was talking about, man. You ain't never used to hear about this shit when we were coming up, man. Senior move way different from that shit, man. Senior move way different from that, man. That shit was a setup from the jump, man. I guarantee that, man, because all that shit. Why would that last boy be there? Why that last boy there? And then Jazz come out the blue to my... I left. Same shit they did with Dolph, with old boy. I just pulled up. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Let me pick that boy life, man.
Hey, man. Illest nigga in Nebraska. You already know, man. Salute, King. Thank you for your call.
Get out, man.
Peace.
Yes. He's right, though. It is, like I said, it's a setup. You can tell that it was a setup. Like, there's no other way to explain it. But, hey, this was set up. Because the only target was Takeoff. And see, my thing is the motive. And, of course, I could dig into it to try to really find out what the motive is, because you even mentioned that there was some contract disputes, and we know that for a fact, because even Offset left because of that. You know, he had to buy himself out of his contract, and they didn't negotiate a new deal for him, and he didn't like that. It could have been something like that, of that nature. They probably owed him more money than was being said. They started auditing the paperwork, and you know, anything could have happened, you know, where they set that up, like, man, and not even sacrificed, but just got rid of him over that reason. Like, they're not trying to pay no more. That's it. We only going to pay one individual. And it's probably millions of dollars on the line when it comes to stuff like this. And, of course, it's all alleged. I don't have no proof on that. I would have to look into that to see. But I'm pretty sure that he's owed more money than what they gave him. And, yeah, they like, well, we just going to get the back end of that. And they getting residuals based off of, and they just put out a new album. So where all that money going? To Quavo? Absolutely not. That's going straight back to the record company. Clear setup.
Let me see. Because I'm trying to look at all the area codes that's from Houston. Cause I'm trying to look in the chat. Who else? I really want to hear from people from Houston as well right now. Let me see if there's a 737.
That would be nice if people from Houston call up and actually, yeah, I don't even got to state your name because I know how crazy it is, because I can clearly see that the police are involved. And I mean, like, they involved.
Oh, we got one.
So y'all don't even got to state your name.
We got one. Area code 713. So that's Texas. Please mute the background.
713
area code. You
want to hear? Please mute the background. 713
area code. Please mute the background.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. What's up?
Hey, man, this is your boy Heavy. I'm straight out of Houston, man. And I definitely agree with the last brother that spoke. It's messed up, bro. You come down here. You invited, you supposed to be in the hands of family, so say, and this happened. What I will say is this, as y'all watch those videos, if you go to the end, I know it's sad to see, you know, take our body on the ground, but if you go to the end that part where Quavo is screaming and yelling, if you slow that video down, you will see the other individuals. Someone asked where the Chucky person went, little third, that's his name. Those individuals ran off on the other side, and you can see them clear as day. You know what I'm saying? The dude in the white hoodie, you know what I'm saying? They all, my theory is, allegedly, is Lil Cam came through, shot Tate, old buddy in the white hoodie. They tried to grab the chain off of him, and they ran behind them. That's where those shots were coming from, because if you look at all the angles of the video, Nego Bangs, as he was walking up, he was kind of confused, like, what the fuck going on? Because you can see it slowly as he's walking up, but then when you rewind it as he's walking back, he's taking on fire. Once what's the dude name they keep saying, Lil Cam, once he go inside that door, he's still taking on fire. Where that fire came from? If you watch that video at the end, where Quavo is on the ground over and screaming and yelling, if you look closely across the way as you slow that video as it runs, you're going to see that handful of same individuals that was in that circle, they running across on the other side covering their face, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, trust me, I've been looking at these videos, and you got to get all the footage. You got to get all the sound bites. But at the end of the day, bro, that's on, to me, this is just me saying, that's on Junior. They was with you, bro.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Like, and what you're saying, that it's on Junior, are they connected with the Houston police? Like, are you hearing rumors like that? Like, they have some type of connection to them?
Bro, I question that because I'm telling y'all honestly, the news ain't saying nothing. Even when they report, when they allegedly, they not mentioning. And that was my first question. Hey, clearly you done seen the internet. Clearly you know who the main players that was there. They ain't said we bringing it. We asking for the Prince family to come in. We know sir. They not saying none of that. So at the end of the day, they either know some or either somebody is trying their best to spin a narrative. All the fake information that had been dropped, I was like, damn, how all this information coming out and the police still ain't saying nothing. They not saying nothing, bro. So
I want to say this because we have to play devil's advocate and try to look at it from all dimensions, all dimensionals, every way possible, okay? Now, we know that police are looking at all these crime shows, that they don't just give out information. They put a little bit out. You know what I mean? They put a little bit out. They don't put all their eggs in one basket. You understand what I'm saying? They put out little information and keep the rest. So, again, I know how hungry we are for the information to come out, of course, and why not, since everything is on camera. So, like, what's taking y'all so long? I get it, but we have to look at it from other angles as well. Not saying nobody isn't, but let's just make sure that we highlight that as well as everybody else's opinion on what happened, that they take their fucking time. They are not the internet. They do a more of a due diligence or investigation or whatever, and if they are in cahoots, ain't shit that we can do about it, only assume that it is.
You're right.
But we have to,
well,
we have to,
I encourage everybody to continue.
Plain and simple.
To continue. Yep, I agree with you. But I encourage everybody, to me, I feel like this is the perfect time to just make a decision, standing on one side or the other. And I choose to stand on for what's right, man. His life, anybody that done lost a life in these streets and their crime ain't been solved, those families deserve answers. And we as the people, we got to be able to stand up and say enough's enough. We got to make it loud and clear that we not having no more our people get killed in these streets for no reason. We not having our people get slain and murdered by those that want to bully the streets or bully the people. You know what I'm saying? People can't even go to the store because they're getting harassed by these individuals. They're getting, you know, we got to stand up for something. And right now, to me, our city, we won the goddamn playoff thing, but we still taking the L, bro. We still taking the L because this shit making us look real bad. Ain't nobody going to want to do no business in Texas, in Houston. Ain't nobody going to want to do no business out here, knowing that, hey, shit, I don't know if I come out there, something might happen. You get what I'm saying? But I appreciate you for letting me talk. Again, this your boy Heavy, the Heavy Hour. You know what I'm saying? I just stand on what I believe. I believe that brother didn't deserve that. And whoever or all the individuals that took a part in that, they deserve to get what's coming to them. Straight up.
Hey, man, thank you for your call.
I agree.
I think this is Uncle Charles. And I'm going to take my boy Mike. And if the homie Dane wants some more calls, I would take it. But I know I have him on a platform, and this is all about our conversation or whatever. But is this Uncle Charles, area code 205, man? Is this crazy ass catnip? Is this catnip?
Man, what's happening, man?
I know it. What you want, man? Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. Congratulations to you for covering this whole thing. Man, Takeoff was a good dude. He didn't bother nobody, man. The guy was mild-mannered, man. Cool dude, man. Very talented. And they took his life like that. Bullshit, man. And you know it, Mike, and I know it. Let me tell you something. Everybody that was standing out there playing dice should be charged with accessory to murder. You know who was out there. You should be charged with murder, too. I ain't got to call no names. You know who the hell you are. So this man lost his life over some bullshit. That's when he lost his life over. What I can't understand, black brothers and sisters, are criminals and gangsters and pimps and players. What I can't understand is that you got niggas will be a gang member, be a blood or crip, and join up with a Mexican crip and go kill another nigga. I don't understand that. Oh, man, you want to be a ghetto superstar? Okay, I'll tell you what. How come these niggas, ask me some, my niggas, since we talking on the level. Niggas, when y'all shoot it out with the pole, y'all shoot it out with each other and you kill a nigga that don't deserve that bullet. Ask me some. Can y'all do me a favor, all you young players and gangsters? When y'all shoot out and kill a nigga that don't deserve that bullet, can y'all stay there till the police get there? Let me show you how they're going to do it. Now, I had some niggas at me, and I called 911. And I act like I was Mr. White. I said, I got some black guys out in front of my house. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got two babies in the bedroom. And the motherfucking police came. They had them on the ground with guns to their head. I didn't call the motherfucking police. Mr. White did. That's why their ass is on the ground. You got no power. You got no fucking power in this country. You want to know why you ain't got no power? Because you can't get along with each other. I love my black people. I love being black. And I bet on motherfucking black. I love it. But we got no power, ladies and gentlemen. We got no power. Here go a big-ass, thick-ass nigga of Dwight Howard. He made a comment about Palestinians and Jews, and that little five-foot Jew called his ass.
Make that nigga apologize. Okay. Listen, hold on now. You know I understand. But just hold on now.
He's right, though.
Of course. But however, he don't help pay my motherfucking bills either. If it's light and capable, just call the small hats. That's it, brother. Just follow suit. Thank you. Continue. Okay?
I'm going to say this in closing. What I can't understand is, what we need to understand, y'all, is that we got no power. Why? Because we don't get along. Now, I'm explaining something to you. You got a damn Jew up there in New York in an all-Jew neighborhood. Mike, you know what I'm talking about. All-Jew neighborhood. And a Jew got killed up there. He got smoked. And the damn 20 cars of New York finally come up there. And you know what they told them, motherfuckers? He said, we're going to investigate the murder. He said, you ain't going to investigate nothing. You're going to stay your punk ass outside this yellow tape we put up, and we'll do an investigation, and then we'll turn him over to you. That's power. Niggas can't do that. Niggas, let me tell you something, police running niggas' neighborhood like a fucking typhoon, and niggas don't do that. They all run in the motherfucking house when the police show up. Shoot it out with the police, nigga. Shoot it out with the SWAT. But you ain't going to do that because you know them niggas coming. They ain't playing, and they can kill you legally, and you know that. That's all I got to say, Mike, because I got to let you continue with your show, man, and keep on doing what you're doing. You're one of the real men out here that doing your thing, bro.
Hey, man, I love you, Uncle Charles, but your ass got to go. Bye. Duke, your crazy ass. I just told the nigga the second word he said, come on, Uncle Charles, put down the brown paper bag in this wrinkle that got MD 2020 in it, or at least 99 bananas. Put that 45 was a good year beard down, goddammit. Let me go to my brother from another mother, man. We got Brooklyn and Cali. What's poppin', King?
What up, what up? Can you hear me good?
We can hear you, nigga.
All right. What I was going to say is, number one, it's clear that the Prince family and the Houston PD got to be in cahoots with each other, because every time something go down with one of them Prince boys, we don't see shit happen. Duke the Jeweler situation went down, what happened? We had the shit happen with Trey and Zero, what happened? We ain't hear nothing else about it. We got this situation, now we can't really get nobody to come to the forefront. Even though I know, you know, it's street niggas, and street niggas live by code, it's videos everywhere. As far as Lil' Cam, I don't think he held dude up, because where was the blood on Lil' Cam? If Takeoff got hit in the head first, if he holding him up, he going to have blood on him, because it was blood everywhere. I ain't see none of that on Lil' Cam.
I
feel like they did get lined up, though.
7, 8, 6.
Say that again, sir?
8, 6.
No, I said I don't think we got an opportunity to see, you know, what landed on him as far as the guy in the yellow, because he ran out. Well, he ran into that door. And when he came back in,
yeah,
the close, like, kind of dark. You really couldn't see if something was on his shirt or not.
I think you could be right, because I think if he had a bright yellow hoodie on, though, if it was blood, I think you would have, that amount of blood.
I'm muffled, my G. A little bit. Try to speak a little bit clearer, because you muffled. Sound real low on my speaker.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's way better. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was saying is, you know, the amount of blood that I saw coming up out of and take off head, I figured, like, since Lil' Cam had that yellow hoodie on, it would have been some kind of blood on him. But you're right, he did run into the establishment and then come back out. I do feel like they weren't lined up. That's how come Jay Prince was like, it's a shame that whoever released the video, before he even really said anything, he talked about the releasing of the video. You know what I'm saying? And that's telling to me, you know what I'm saying, telling me that these niggas be doing shit like this all the time, and, you know, now it's a spotlight put on them, because you really probably don't never see a video of the shit that they do. You know what I mean?
Right.
As far as those guys, man, those guys are of low quality, low vibration. And, you know, it's unfortunate that a young man had to lose his life because he out here hanging with low life. You know what I'm saying? Because them Prince niggas,
yeah,
is low life. And let's not get it fucked up. Them niggas is low life. They stay in the middle of shit all the time. As far as Quavo, I know he got to be feeling some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? That's his relative. He lost his relative right there. You can tell he was in pain just by the scream when he was over his body. You know, that's real shit. That's real life shit that's going on. I just wish we could just figure out a way where we feel like we don't have to be killing each other and destroying each other's lives and each other's families' lives, man. We can't get nothing done because we don't never stand together. We so materialistic and trying to figure out how to take some shit that another nigga earned instead of trying to figure out how to earn it yourself.
That's right. 346, I got you. 346, that's Houston.
And that,
so I'm, go ahead,
and that's
King,
bad
I'm
business. I'm about to get off right now. I got one more thing to say. And it's small,
right,
as far as in small hats, I got a real problem with them, but I got more of a problem with the black media that's sucking and jiving and tucking their tail and not standing on nothing. Because a lot of these media personalities that have played sports, these motherfuckers got money already. Stand for the right thing, man. Stop sitting up there motherfucking praising Master so you can keep a job and shit. They're making what Kanye say look completely on point, and they want to try to ostracize him and make him look crazy and deem him as the worst kind of man. We black men, we the original Hebrews. We can't be anti-Semitic. What the fuck? And that's the shit that they don't never want to hear. They don't want to hear the truth. You know what I'm saying? And you know, motherfuckers done enough to us in this country's history and the legacy of this country. They want to scrub everything that make them look like the good guy and make us look like the bad guy. And we still surviving and we thorough through this shit. That's how strong of a people we are. But until we get our heads on our shoulders and learn how to stick together, all we going to do is be an afterthought or RIP t-shirt or a motherfucking punchline out of these other motherfuckers' mouths, because they we don't stand on no code. They stick to a code, man. And that's all I got to say, man. It's Brooklyn to Cali, man.
Brooklyn to motherfucking Cali. Thank you, King. I'm going to Houston. This is Houston. I'm looking for all the Houston numbers, really, to be honest. I'm looking for all the Houston numbers, and we got somebody from Houston or at least Texas. Area code 346, you on the air. What's your thoughts, family? Thank you for holding, because y'all been holding on for like half an hour. What up?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up? What's going on?
All right. So the setup narrative, that's false. Like, I'm going to tell y'all that off back. That's a false narrative. The reason why you will see Quavo riding with Jazz and Takeoff not being around is because those two camps are cool. They've been cool for a long period of time. When they was arguing outside, you hear somebody speaking on, they not going to disrespect me. The Prince family whole narrative is what? Respect. Respect, respect. That's all they talk about. I really feel like Lil Cam, being who he is and what his job is, overjudged the situation, and that's why Pops called Takeoff his nephew. It couldn't have been no setup if they down here 4 times a year and they always hanging with the Prince family. It wasn't a setup. It was just an overjudgment. They was getting into it, and the shooter, that when you got shooters around, they only know one mode, and that's go. He felt like Junior probably got disrespected or whatever, and he misjudged the situation and did that shit. It was that simple. But when it's celebrities and shit, we throw all type of extra narratives on it. When you hanging around nigga activities, which is shooting dice and doing dumb shit like that, and I'm a millionaire, nigga activities happen, which niggas get into it, their egos get involved, and they always be the entourages and shit. Not necessarily the main people, and you can't control your shooters at all times and shit. And that was just as simple as that. But that setup shit, I just want to clear the narrative on that. That it wasn't a setup at all. Those two camps are cool, and you not going to never have security coming down here in Houston. If you see Jay Prince and them on every photo, when you see them with rappers, you never see the rappers with security, because Rap-A-Lot is a fucking security firm, basically, when you come down here. So that's why rappers travel down here without security, because you ain't shit going to happen when I'm with them. But
now, hold that.
I got a question, because if, okay, say for instance it wasn't a setup, but how does that explain them targeting Takeoff versus them targeting Quavo?
Because if you see the video, Quavo was already walking off. If you see the video, Quavo, when he said, man, let me get up from over here before I hurt somebody, he already passed. If we saying allegedly that's Lil' Cam, he passed Lil' Cam at that point. So Takeoff, he lagging behind the situation. He coming past Cam at this point, but now the shooter think it's up at this point. How all that shit transpired. It wasn't like they've been hanging with each other for the last 2 days. If I wanted to set him up, I could have did that in the neighborhood when we was hanging out in the neighborhood the night before. Why would I wait till we get downtown where it's 1,001 cameras and set somebody up who I've been riding around with for 2 days? It don't make sense.
But how does that make Takeoff the target?
It wasn't no target. It was just opportunity, because that was who was lagging behind the situation. Quavo had already took off. He in front of the alleged shooter already. He already in front of that. So for the the person who everybody's saying allegedly shot, Quavo passed him already. So he got to shoot across the crowd to even hit Quavo. Then here comes Takeoff lagging behind the situation. It was just opportune because he was right next to him. He walked right past him. Quavo was already gone already at that point. That's why when everything went on, you see Quavo the furthest from the situation because he had already started moving.
Okay, here's another thing. The alleged shooter came back, along with the posse came back when Quavo was there. So that's it. They just said, okay, no more at that point?
That's because that's why I'm trying to tell you. That shit was a big ass miss ego thing in a motherfucking situation that shouldn't have happened. That's why you see allegedly Mike Prince still right there with Quavo, because those two camps are cool. What if we wasn't cool and you just shot my nephew or whatever the fuck? You think we finna be sitting around waiting on y'all to get straight? If it's up at that point, them two camps are cool. But the situation that had happened is like, damn, it's fucked up. This shouldn't have happened on our watch. So those two camps having a rapport with each other is what had them niggas lingering around and shit. But certain motherfuckers ain't going to linger around because they own papers. So shit, I don't even supposed to be around this shit anyway.
I kind of get what he's saying. When they didn't come here, they didn't try to get the man to set him up, and you know they all cool, especially you know both labels and shit like that. He's saying that when it actually happened, after he said, you know, before I hurt somebody, that first shot, Quavo bounced. Like anybody that he had shot, they're gonna bounce. But he's saying since Quavo is out of reach, Takeoff is right there, so the closest thing to him, and you with
exactly
at that moment, they took it out on Takeoff. That's what he's saying.
Exactly. And Mike, look, listen, on the video, this is the sequence of how I think that shit happened. And you, when you go back and watch it, tell me if you think this shit is how it played out. Okay, he walking past the lead shooter. Boom! I hit him in the side or whatever. I shoot him. That's the first shot. That's why everybody keeps saying, die off the first shot because he still was walking. So boom, I get hit in the side. Your natural instinct is to turn around and see what the fuck happened. You just got shot in the side or whatever the fuck. Your natural instinct is to turn to see what the fuck went on. At that point, your homeboy and shit see what's going on, and he's shooting back and end up shooting him in the head. That's exactly how I think that shit played out.
But that still raises more questions. If they were mad about something that Quavo did and they took it out on Takeoff because there was an opportunity, technically that's still set up. But my question is, why are they able to let Quavo still be around them if they had an issue with Quavo and not Takeoff initially?
Because that's it. Okay, look.
Well, I mean, you know, they were still around. They were still bypassing the body and everything. And I'm like, they had another opportunity to get rid of the problem if they had one. So now they don't have a problem.
Because you gotta understand the person who everybody saying shooting, he's a kid, bro. So these are grown ass men that he with. So they ain't thinking that, okay, it's up on this situation, because they have a rapport with each other. That's the same thing as me and Mike always kicking it. I bring you around for the first time, and me and Mike got a rapport. Me and him cool. Our two groups cool. I bring you around. Y'all got some type of animosity. You overjudge the situation with me and him getting into it because you don't know how cool me and this nigga is. You do something to him, I'm going to be fucked up off of it. You know what I'm saying? But I still can't do nothing to you because you my homeboy too. That's how it was. It was a fucked up situation. And them niggas just in the middle of it because y'all was down here with us.
All right.
I mean...
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead. It, you know, any more questions? Go ahead, Ken. Go ahead.
No, it's no questions because that right there, I'm trying to make it make sense. I mean, yeah, I mean, bullets have no name. So we know that makes sense. But at the same time, there is a motive, which we know the argument was with somebody and Quavo. But they said, okay, well, there's an opportunity to take out Takeoff. In retaliation for something that they have a problem with originally with Quavo. Now, with them passing Quavo. Again.
No, because what's happening is you...
Let him rock. Go ahead, Dane.
Now, they had an opportunity to get rid of Quavo, is what I'm saying. Like, regardless of the situation, where now they're going to say, oh, no, you did the wrong thing. Don't touch him. Nah, let's fix this up because it wasn't no beef. But I thought if you were the boss, you give the okay on, hey, get rid of this person, get rid of that person. Because how were they threatened by our argumentation as if something was going to happen to them by Quavo just walking off? That sound like an excuse for them to do that. That don't sound like something, you know, where they felt the opportunity to do something. They felt like they did that on purpose. I mean, I felt like they did that on purpose.
No, I get that. So, again, that's why I say all of this is alleged. We all have a legitimate accusation, a legitimate assumption. Now, I think he already, explained it. So let's give another scenario, right? We just say it's me, you, Dane, me and you in the caller, right? Just say it's me and you, me and Dane, and the one that's on the call, he's with somebody else, right? And I get into an argument with the caller. Dane, you on my side. You know what I'm saying? Holding me down. You just, sizing both of them up, this, that, and the third, right? And just say if I swing on him and he run, or if he drop, but just say if he run and the dude that's with him don't go nowhere, if he's right there,
I'm not saying that that didn't happen, but my thing is that if that's the case, then are they finished at that point? Because they still walked past Quavo, which was the initial problem. You see what I'm saying? They let him go.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, bro. Because
that's true. Because
the shit didn't went too far already as is. And like I'm saying, they have a report. Like, just like Meek Mill come down here, him and Junior best friends. A lot of them rappers fuck with them the long way, so they have a rapport. So if you come down here and me and you cool and you hang out with my family and you know my dad and shit and da-da-da-da-da, but a situation go too far and shit and we done been out drinking and smoking, that's just what happens and shit with, unfortunately, a lot of black situations. Niggas be out smoking, drinking, all this shit, misjudge situations, some shit go up, and it'd be like, damn, I fucked up, and it wasn't supposed to go that far. They have a rapport with each other, so when that shit happened, it was like, damn, this shit went too far. They weren't ever trying to kill, Takeoff, or goddamn Quavo. It was just the little nigga misjudged the situation and took that shit too far.
Okay. Hey.
Okay.
If you have anything else to say, I'm
going to
let this caller go, man. Anything else,
Dane? Nah, that's good. I mean, I see people saying that Quavo ran, but my point, I need y'all to understand in the chat is what I'm saying is that, yeah, Quavo ran, but he came back. And the people were still there. Even the shooter or shooters were still there. They had an opportunity to get rid of the problem if he was the problem. But what you're saying, what the guy's saying is, well, They didn't want that to get that far, but one person let it get that far. I mean, of course, it was just an argumentation. I mean,
right, because you see in the video, he telling them, like, when Quavo yelling, you hear him saying, calm down, man, it ain't that serious, because they know what type of rapport they got. But the whole time, you got to understand, I got a little nigga laying in the cut. He don't know how cool he is. He just know go. That's it. So once he feel disrespect or insult or things aggressive, he going to go with what he here for. That's what he here for. He ain't here for the hang out with the celebrities and all this shit. He here if some shit go wrong, you here to do this.
I want to ask this question. And even though I want to say that I heard what you said, Dane, that far as, like, I'm looking at this, the same footage. This is when he runs out to do with the yellow hoodie, and this is when Jay Prince Jr. walking in right now. I'm going to have to get this and flip it so as we can see it, like, you know, like normal, not in this, you know, this form right here. Anyway, do we actually know at this moment, at this very moment we'll be looking at, that Quavo and Migo Bands, or either one of them, was standing there right there in this very second, this very moment when they walked by? We don't know that. There's no footage of that. But we could have a legitimate assumption, and I coined that phrase, legitimate assumption or legitimate speculation, that they could have been standing there while Jay Prince walked past the body and Quavo and Migo Bands. We don't know definitively that Quavo was standing right there. That would be fucked up if he left the body there. After the video that we see where he's screaming, oh, like that. We don't know at this very
There is another video of this scene where there's a girl that's, when he's screaming. Okay, basically it's two people recording simultaneously at this scene. One is right here at the door, and another one is directly behind Quavo and those two girls, the one that was to the right that was a nurse.
I'm going to pull it up.
They were there. Like, basically, Quavo was there. That's what I'm saying.
I know that part. I know the part that you're saying. When she was like, don't lift his head up. I'm a nurse. Don't lift his head
right up.
That's when we seen that Quavo was there. Yeah, I'm talking about that part. Now, check it out. The part where when the girl was like, what should she do? And Jay Prince was like, stay the fuck over there. We didn't see Quavo there. I'm trying to pull up that footage right now. But go ahead, King. I'm trying to pull it up right this second. Go ahead.
Yeah, but even if it was later and you see that his crew and himself are leaving out, the guy came back in. So at that point, he's like, nah, don't do nothing else? Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, he was saying to the girl.
I'm just saying, who the leader is that's in charge of these people that shot.
I would say
to say, okay, that's enough. I stop right there.
That's
the thing that bothers me. Hold on, my thing is that they portrayed himself to be a mob, this mob ties too. And I say this respectfully. However, I'm saying there's a chain of command. Now, Mike Prince is there. I don't know if they say that's supposed to be the uncle or the brother of Jay Prince. Who knows? That's all allegedly, right? Now, we got Jazz. We don't see him in any of that footage. And then we got Junior, right? So in that moment when Mike Prince is trying to console, stop the beef or whatever, he's exchanging words with Quavo. The chain of command of people who's supposed to follow the command, the senior is not there, or the CEO or the leader of the mom ties is supposed to be the junior, who knows, whatever, but the chain of command, whoever is there, if junior is not there or senior is not there, just say if Jazz is there, nigga's supposed to follow him, listen to what he got to say. If Mike Prince is there, they're supposed to follow command to whereas stop, chill, nobody do nothing because he's there. Because if Jay Prince Sr. was there, none of that shit would have motherfucking happened. The niggas wouldn't dare play themselves. Even if Quavo said what he said, if Jay Prince was standing, meaning before I have to hurt somebody, if Senior was there, none of them niggas would have licked off a motherfucking shot. So my thing is, they did not respect Mike Prince being there because they took off. I talk too much, and I say this later on my plane. I can see that these young niggas, by him saying the trigger word, let's go before I hurt somebody, and niggas like, what? And then, you know, niggas just, you know, press the go button on him. Go ahead, Sammy.
Yeah, Mike, but that shit was just an unfortunate situation, man. I think it ain't that they didn't respect Jay Prince, because I'm from Houston. I go out a lot. Junior is in the club scene a lot. Jazz is more business savvy, laid back. He'll pop out here and there and shit, but he's more laid back.
I'm sorry. He is there. He actually is there. Yeah, Quavo's right there with
you. You see what I'm saying now?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, King.
Now, with him, not to cut the brother off, I apologize, brother. Hold that thought.
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
With Quavo being there, like, all of a sudden, there's protection granted? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that part right there doesn't make sense to me, which makes me believe that that was set up. Even though it was an opportunity for the young guy to take him out, but that also means that more people were involved, because as he went through the doors, more shooting was happening. Okay, so it was more than just the little guy. So who gave that call? Who said, hey, take him out? Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, who gave that call for it not to be, if it's not a setup and they're just reacting to a reaction, somebody not from Quavo's side pulled the trigger first. And then it escalated even more. Like,
crazy, man.
That part right there, that's what makes it seem like it's a setup to me.
Now,
let me explain that little piece too. So,
go ahead.
All right, even the part when the people were saying Jay Prince walked past the body, it's a simple explanation for that. If everybody remembers, Jay Prince just got out the feds. I'm quite sure he's on paper. He don't even supposed to be around nothing got to do with no guns, no shooting, especially not around no shit where nobody got their brains blew out and shit.
So, of course,
soon as some shit happens, he's going to get out of there like anybody else. That's just some hood shit that niggas know. Oh, the police coming around. I just got our papers. I'm going to move around. No matter if we got a report or not, I gotta do what's in my best interest. I got to move around. So that explains that. But it wasn't a calling of a shot where it was like, oh, because as you hear the first shot go off, you hear Migo people finna retaliate. You hear the mob ties niggas saying, no, because we cool with them. Y'all tripping. That's what that was. You hear somebody in the crowd say, no. Then you hear the rest of the shots go off. Those two camps are cool. That's why I'm telling you. That's why when Quavo came back, they wasn't never trying to kill Quavo. Quavo out there talking to the older niggas. That was a young nigga out the hood who you just have around who wild as hell. And that's
right.
What happened. Unfortunately, he misjudged the situation. He thought this shit was something that it wasn't. He fucked around and killed somebody that we really cool with. And now we gonna have some personal beef behind this shit because he was with us and they was with us too. But it don't make no sense for me to hang out with Mike for 2 days, post a nigga on my Instagram, have him around all my family, ride around with guns on camera with him, all for me to set him up. And then now the internet going crazy, piecing this shit together. Like, oh, he was with you for 3 days. I seen the gun in the car. This, and this. It just don't make sense. Like, if I'm going to set somebody up, I for damn sure ain't finna be posting them on my Instagram and shit like that. It's like, so some of this shit we just put a little too much on it because it's celebrities, but it's normal hood shit because it was normal hood activity going on that led up to this shit. So why isn't the outcome normal hood shit and not this old spectacular, oh, it's set up, it's this and this. Like, Takeoff or whatever, he not that type of artist and shit where it's like, let's kill him for his masters. He ain't no Drake or nobody like that situation that happened to him. So this was just unfortunate situation, wrong place, wrong time.
Where's his jewelry?
Somebody took that shit.
I don't know about that. I don't know about the jewelry shit.
See, they were going a little too far. If it was just a mistake, why do extra? If it was just a mistake. Like, I'm, once again, I have multiple questions with this. For me to understand that this was a mistake, somebody jumped the gun, the person was young. I understand totally where you're coming from. But, I mean, there's multiple questions with that. Like, and then shots are still firing when they're telling them, hold, stop. Like, I mean, if they had that much pull, that those shots should have stopped a long time ago.
Or it should have happened.
It's not because you know why. Because now, okay, I shoot, right? Boom. Now, everybody else who has a gun who heard that first shot, what is your natural reaction? To up your gun, too, because you don't know what the fuck going on. Now you see somebody firing. Ain't no, hold on, it was a mistake. The guns are already out at this point, so now I just got to protect myself, shit, and make sure I'm safe.
Wait,
that's why the gunfire started, and that's why it didn't stop.
Hold on, wait a minute. That was before. Okay, what you saying is that, let me explain. They were saying, hold on, or wait a minute, why y'all do that, right before the real shots were firing. This was after the first shot. So it could have been deescalated right then and there if somebody actually had that type of pull. Otherwise, it wouldn't have escalated.
Though. You can't say that when the first shot already went off and somebody allegedly hit already. How is you going to pause that in the middle of that? If I'm with somebody and they get shot, it's up at that point. You not gonna be able. It's a crowd of people outside. It's two camps out here, so it's multiple guns out here. If I hear a gunshot, the people who I'm with better start shooting. Period. That's just what it is.
If it's two moms and they cool, who can they pinpoint shot that first shot?
It don't matter. A shot went off. Just letting them know to pull off.
Who did the first shot in the first place? The first shot was not the dude.
Right, but I'm just saying that the first shot, no matter what it is, the first shot, it don't matter where it came from. It just put everybody else who had a gun on alert because a gunshot went off. That's just your natural reaction. If you was in Walmart and you was in aisle 6 and the gun went off and you had your gun and you heard it right next to you, your natural reaction is to pull your gun out. That's just what it is.
Right. And look, hold on. I agree with that. But if my gun is pulled, I'm actually trying to shoot the shooter. So if that guy's running into the door just like how he is right now, then who else is shooting at who?
All right,
because now at this point, we ain't really shooting anybody. Both camps kind of know that the gun's drawn at this point, so they shooting back and forth. Ain't nobody really trying to kill nobody because it was just a fucking mistake, really. But at the point that the gun's out now you just shoot for protection. That's why when all that shit de-escalated, all of them still was around and still on that same platform because this was some bullshit that shouldn't have never went on. But nobody was really out there. The niggas who had the guns weren't really trying to kill each other besides that the young dumb nigga who we saying who did whatever. Them older niggas wasn't on that. So after that, the shot started going off. It was just more so protecting myself. I ain't really out here trying to hurt nobody for real.
All right, now look, listen, thank you for your call, man. All right, so my nigga from,
because you're not about to pull no gun and shots of fire unless you're trying to get rid of the person.
All right, this is the dude that called him before from Houston, the other live. Is this you, the same dude that was talking about the no cameras? It was cameras there?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it. Now, hold on, before we go, before I let you go, there's a lot of people holding on, man. So if that's the dude 402 Illinois in Nebraska, I'm not gonna take the call. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a lot, man. I mean, dang, you let me know, King. You let me know.
I got a few more minutes.
All right, say less. So I'm gonna take after this call right here, I'm gonna take 3 more, and that's it. If I don't get to you, that's just that. And thank you for holding on. All right, say what you got to say, man. Make it as quick as possible. But I know I want Dane to ask you some questions because you're from there as well, and you said that you work near the crime scene. So I know Dane's going to have some questions. So go ahead, see what you got to say.
Okay. That's even better. Are there cameras anywhere close to the scene upstairs?
Yes.
Were they being pointed in which direction? Towards the front of it, like, or closer towards the back of it? Or both?
Now, I don't know
who they play, but I'm pretty sure they play in the dough. Hold on now. I'm still going to let you talk, but hold on now. You should know where the cameras is pointing, man. Come on now.
Talk to me now. I ain't never worked security. I would lie to you to tell you, yeah, I know exactly where they pointed because most cameras, they actually got them to where they move, like motion sensor and shit.
Right, hold that thought because that video, which I'm going to play right now, the video of the dude actually going to the scene, I'm going to play that right now. You can't see the cameras, though. You know, so they it's real, like, hidden to some shit. 713, G-Strange Uranus. Come on, with a name like that. Come on now. You 713, so 713 is, I think that's...
yeah, that's Houston.
All right, well, say what you got to say, goddammit. Go ahead.
So you down there, right? You from Houston.
Right. Yep, go ahead.
So, okay. Is there any ties to these particular group of people that we're referring to? Are they any connections made with the police? Is this not like they got pulled?
This nigga, go ahead, man.
I mean, if I told you something like that, I would be lying because I don't know that, and I doubt it. I mean, HPD is HPD. I mean, if you're a street nigga, you should know that niggas don't fuck with the police. That's the rule.
But hold on, mob niggas and a lot of drug dealers had police on payroll.
They gotta pay them police off. Yes. And mess with them.
It is possible.
You know, I am an ex street nigga, and for me to speak on that, I would be going against my own moral character with that.
Don't say your name. Don't say no names. Don't say who you know, where you from.
Okay,
I just need a general sense of the situation.
Don't tell me the name, just tell me, nigga, you crazy.
See, that's how I know it's that deep. That's how I know it's deep. Like, that's what I needed to hear. Because I know it's that deep. Because most of the information should have been out by now. But somebody is tied with the PD.
I would tell you, like, man, I understand this is entertainment, this is the internet, and I feel like a lot of people is on the internet, they really like playing with the man corpse, like they playing with the body, because they coming up, they saying, man, he held him up in midair. Bro, first of all, that little dude is a little kid, man, okay, and it's funny how I'm watching the internet and I'm seeing how the internet can convince black people to wish death on their own damn kids. This is crazy to me.
What you mean by that? Hold on, because I'm kind of lost. What you mean by that?
Little Cam, you got people. Yeah, man, they killed him, man. I'm happy. Bro, that dude is a little-ass boy, man. That's a little boy.
Listen, the internet, this is why you have people like me and others, because I'm not the only one, that at least have some morals, because the internet is the safe haven for people who don't have no friends, who's lonely, who's evil, who's spiteful, that don't have nobody to speak to, and they are just like us looking through the internet, and you know what I'm saying? And people, listen, this is the ultimate crazy thing about the internet. It gave everybody a opinion.
A voice.
Everybody has a voice now. So we have to be very tricky on who we get information from, who we take shit just off of face value. That's why I say allegedly. Alleged, because
number one, they were saying that his name was Lil Cam. Like, I never knew that. Like,
somebody said his name.
That's coming from somebody else.
Dude, pictures and see, clearly, he don't even have facial hair.
Right,
I mean, that was the old account that you showed me earlier. I didn't even know if that was real or not.
He's a little older now, but he is young. But
no, I don't know if that's a troll account or not.
Right, me neither.
Oh, Well, you know, it's a lot of things you don't know, but you're speculating and saying it's probably true. Why that can't be probably
true? That's not what I said. I never said that this guy was the guy. I never said that. I never said that any connection with Lil' Cam, none of that. That didn't come out of my mouth. I didn't say any names. I just said Quavo and Takeoff and Mike Prince.
To do this 007, man, he pop a nigga in the reel. Then he twist around like Matrix, pop a nigga and
I'm going off of what I see via the video.
Because at the end of the day, the camera don't lie. And other people can only speculate what they see from their optical vision. And I say this in closing, and laying on my plane. We all can sit here and watch a movie right now. We all, like how I used to do y'all loyalty game, we used to watch videos on my projector. We could watch one movie, all of us, 500 of us together watching one movie, and we all have different optical perceptions of what we saw. So that's, we all have to really pay attention to everything in the aspects of the perception of other people, because everybody is different and sees things differently. So that's why it's all allegedly.
Quick, brother.
Go ahead, King.
I never stated anybody's name because I don't know anybody. The only person I'm familiar with or persons that I'm familiar with is Quavo and Takeoff. And, of course, Mike Prince, based off of his video that he put out there on his own personal Instagram. Now, from what I see as far as the videos are concerned from the people that were there, all of that stuff is alleged because we don't know what happened exactly because we weren't there. But based off of what I can see, I can only give my perspective on what I can see or what I can tell. And that's basically what I did. As far as pointing fingers are concerned, I'm asking questions for those in Houston. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why is this information not out by the police by now? As far as who the person is, because they got video footage. As far as who the person is and what's the holdup? What's going on? This case should be cracked by now. And that's the reason why I'm asking. I said, are these particular people that did do the shooting, are they tied to the police? That's just a general question.
My perspective on it, I think that we probably not going to get no more. The next update you're going to get is when they taking somebody in custody, when they got them in handcuffs, and they're going to put it all over the news.
That's if. However, with Senior, his post, his response about can't be around me, beside me, or anything like that because of, you know, some dumb shit paraphrasing. Basically, that is a cryptic message on that he's not tolerating it. And for them, for that person, whoever we all may speculate who done it, you know, that he's going to be basically, you know, dealt with because he done some dumb shit. You can't be around him, this, that, and the third. So either he's going to get dealt with, street justice, or that person just going to, they're going to cut ties, all traces leading back to them or whatever the case may be, or just have to take the fall for it. You know what I mean? So we just going to have to see how it all pans out. However, to them, I'm playing again, you know how it is with rappers. The majority of the times is not solved. The only one recently, I think, as we know, is Nipsey. And God bless my fucking dude, MO3. And just Nipsey, man, you know, man, that still hurts me to this day. Love you, Nip. And rest in peace. All the fallen soldiers, the rappers that passed away, all of them. I'm not putting one above the other, man. However, Nipsey, man, you know, and this Takeoff shit, this shit crazy, yo.
It is crazy.
Can I say something about Nipsey?
It was uncalled for.
Go ahead. Say what you got to say about Nipsey, then I'm going to take another call, then we go. Go ahead.
So the situation with Nipsey, I wanna put my voice out on the internet with all the rest of the internet niggas to whack 100. And what he said about Nip, I wanna expose him as a I'm not gonna represent Houston. I'm gonna represent ghetto niggas, bro. Like, Wack, you're not hiding from nobody, bro. That shit you said about Nip, we know you are LGBTQ. Cause don't nobody else lie on nobody else's. Hold on, let me finish. Don't nobody else lie on another man's sexuality unless they are kind of sideways, bro. You not hiding, Wack, and that's coming from Houston, Texas, bro. All the street niggas all over
832?
The nation.
Okay, 832.
Everybody, we see you, bro. You not hiding, bro. Come on out the closet, man. You are a fan of the princes, bro, and this is your funny bunny way of showing your admiration, man. Cut the game and the bullshit out. What you said about Nip was just some hoe-ass shit from a hoe-ass nigga.
Hold that thought. I'm going to, where they at? Hold on, because it's a lot. First Ghost said 832, which is you. Let me call in. I dare you. What's your area code, First Ghost? Call in and hurry up. What's going to be your area code? First Ghost. Put the number in right now.
The gentleman that's on the call right now basically let me know without letting me know what my answer was. Like, You can tell that something.
Nah,
is up,
man, don't put that on me because that's not true.
I'm not putting it on you, brother.
How I feel about that is totally different. From me viewing the TMZ tapes, I hear Quavo telling nigga, I'm talking to all y'all. Then I see his man clutching a gun, and his man is telling them niggas, I want all them pockets, nigga. That's not smart.
And he said the same thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to find out.
The girl said.
Right, I didn't hear it, though.
I didn't hear that neither.
Right, hold on. Let me finish. Now, Migo Benz, he'll Atlanta nigga. What niggas ain't understanding is, them niggas ain't no hoes either. That boy was a shark, man. He was a shark, but he was a shark out of his water, though. He was a shark, though. And he went ballistic in that bitch from what I see on the tape. It looked like, nigga, he just went left. And niggas responded.
Mm-hmm.
Who shot who? I don't know. I didn't see none of that in the tape. You know what I'm saying? I personally didn't see nobody shoot nobody in the video. But I see old buddy going ballistic like a month. I say, that's like a silverback with rabies or something. They're like, these type of guys, if you from the hood and you ever seen one of your homies water dot or a nigga water dot and he get on that slaughter lane and start tripping, hey bro, that's a force to be reckoned with.
First ghost, it will let you call in. You calling the wrong number. I don't know what it is. Look at the screen. Bottom left, that is the number. You can call in. Just tell me your area code number. What is your first area code?
So, brother from Houston, do you think this was like how the other gentleman said it was somebody escalated it to the point where they thought somebody was threatened, so they reacted? So it was kind of like an opportunity?
Yes, but
okay.
I think it was the guy from
704, just hold up.
The one that he jumped it off and took it too far. Them niggas was just arguing.
But
he was on some.
But say it again, brother. Hold on, go back. We'll say that part one more time. I hear that last part.
Oh, I feel like the Migo Vans dude is the one that set it off. Like he was, he was on one, bro. He was like, man, he on gold. You can when he clutching, you can see him standing there. He rocking back and forth. He standing clean.
Hold that thought. 802, the one that was just speaking. First Ghost, you on the air. What's up? And area code 704, you on too. Just hold your thoughts. 832, First Ghost, what you want?
Killed the dude. That was a fall. He was a fall guy.
Talk about it.
All right, check this out. I'm going to say something that nobody probably won't believe. But if you ever dig up that Biggie Smalls shooting video, and after the gunshot goes off, you hear a motherfucker say, rap a lot, bitch.
Wait.
Now, I have to go there before you understand what I'm trying to say.
You said Biggie Small shooting?
Yeah, and after the gunshots goes off, I go way back. After the gunshots goes off.
You talking about the actual?
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to pull that up.
Watch the video, and after the gunshots rang out, it say Rap-A-Lot. The FBI, whoever found the video tape, they found Houston.
I don't believe you. I have to cut. I'm sorry, and I said go ahead, but I have to stop you.
Now, I'm just trying to make. I'm just trying to make a point. How they will make him out of the fall guy. They killed him to give an excuse to not get the guy who really shot the guy. They used him as the guy who just out the way, and y'all ain't got to investigate no more. Case closed. The guy's dead, so leave us alone. That's basically what they did.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Where he calling from?
He's calling from Houston. He's 802, the same nigga that you were just talking to. Or he's on my cell phone.
832 is Houston, not 802.
I said 832. If 832 and the nigga that's talking right now is 832. That's talking about the Biggie Small shit. Now, that's first ghost. How in the fuck? It don't make no sense that he said.
Now, reason why I'm saying that because I've seen it before, man. I've seen it before, and I'm related back to that time.
Hold on.
And what they do after two?
No. Make the correlation. How would it just say if somebody did say Rap-A-Lot, nigga? Make the correlation. Hurry up.
So after the shooting, what they do when the police start asking questions? You give them the narrative. So all the narrative that the police got is what you tell them. And they start investigating from that end. But only thing they know is what you know.
About Rap-A-Lot, nigga. You still not making any kind of correlation. Everybody who fucking gave an account of what happened never said that about no fucking goddamn Rap-A-Lot. What did you talk about,
bro? I was just trying to explain that before with the Biggie stuff before I get to that because there's something there, too.
No. Hold on, wait a minute. I think he's trying to... Okay, go ahead.
I'm
telling y'all some good... Hey, Dane, I'm telling you some good shit. Go look at that video. I'm telling y'all some good shit. Y'all can watch that, but I'm going to leave that alone. But that right there was just nothing but a fight of niggas, man. Niggas got... He got the closest one he got. When you're in a fight or something like that, you're trying to shoot somebody, whoever is on the other side gets it. No matter where you at. If they can't get Quavo, they got the other dude. That's all it was. It wasn't that they were sliding to get him. And then they went for a change since they already got it.
Dane, please pull my coat down.
It wasn't nothing logical.
However, bro, I'm trying to listen to you. You said that they, after he was shot, somebody screamed out Rap-A-Lot. Those are bars.
No, I was talking about that Biggie. I was talking about the Biggie shooting. Y'all go and get y'all dig up that Biggie video. I'm just saying it's the same thing. I'm saying the same thing. I'm telling y'all something. I'm trying to tell y'all something, but y'all ain't trying to listen.
Bad.
I'm trying to tell y'all some good stuff. If you go back and look at that video and rewind it like y'all watching this one, you will hear Rap-A-Lot. And then that tape was found in Houston. I'm trying to tell you something. That's why I know what they did in this situation. I'm comparing the two. What they're doing, they're giving the police the narrative.
Hold on.
They're giving the police the narrative, and the police, all they got is what they tell them. So that way, they can go no further than that because the guy is dead. They say, okay, you can't blame nobody else because the guy who did is dead. What you talking about, police?
All right. Hold that thought.
Going no further with the Prince family.
Hold on. I don't have blood pressure. I mean, hypertension or high blood pressure. I have a little bit of high cholesterol, just a tiny bit, and you making my shit rise right now. So listen, pause for the pauses out there, nigga. Okay, I had a little bit of holy quibble, but now everybody be quiet. I'm turning this shit all the way up, and I don't care what the neighbors think. I want to hear somebody say Rap-A-Lot. Are you looking at the screen?
After the shots get rang out, you're gonna hear it Rap-A-Lot.
All right, now hold your thoughts. Everybody listen right now. Let's go.
I'm gonna get out.
My name is my first ghost for nothing.
I've seen
this before. So what you do after a shooting like this, you tell the police or the investigators what you've seen, everybody corroborate with that, and all they have to do is go off of what you know. Everything they'll try to corroborate what you've seen, and as far as they know, killed the guy, and ain't nothing further because they can't question him now. Ain't no nothing to know. Ain't nothing to go by.
Individual, whoever that person is. And he's taking a downfall for, or allegedly. I don't know if he is or not. I don't know the person.
Yeah, he's the fall guy.
He's the fall guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Based on, I remember this. I mean, I'm not first ghost for nothing, man. Trust me.
This is what I want to do. I heard what you said, and somebody did say Rap-A-Lot.
Why point out Rap-A-Lot? What does that have to do with anything?
This is why
I know the MO.
Talk about it. You bring it up. And hold on again. Hold the fuck up. This is my disclaimer. All the views and opinions and allegations and phone calls of the people does not reflect the views and opinions and assumptions and all that shit with all viral access media. These are all allegations at the end of the day. Now, before I press play, Jay Prince did say when they was heading out to Cali, Jay Prince was on a bus or some shit, or stopped them while they was on a bus or something, stopped them, got on the bus and told them going out to Cali was a wrong move. Hopefully some of y'all remember Jay Prince made those statements that he told them, do not go out there. Big deal. Unique Mecca Audio, some shit like that. Shout out to him. That he got the call while he was already locked up. Called Gene while they was out there in L.A. Like, yo, y'all niggas got to get out of there. Niggas, you know, yo, niggas got bags on their head. You know what I mean? Niggas about to kill somebody. So by you saying this Rap-A-Lot shit, and they said Rap-A-Lot right here, this is so new to me. However,
Tupac was love. He was love.
Of course he was. Let me let the whole thing play out real quick. After the Rap-A-Lot, I want this whole shit to play out just to see if anybody else says anything. This is very new to me, and thank you for pointing it out. All right, let's go. Bring it back one more time. Oh, shit, and mind you, Gene Dill just said on Art of Dialogue, shout out to Art of Dialogue. Gene Dill said that somebody on a street team put stickers on the hubcaps. Don't you see their stickers on a hubcap?
Hey, only people are listening to Gene Dill.
Yes.
He know.
Now hold on. Let me play it. I want to play it all the way out. Let's go. Damn, this is fucking crazy, man.
Thank you.
That tape was found in Houston.
Somebody said, "Thought shit was sweet." Oh, shit. I want Dan Calloway to respond, but let me just say this real quick, right? Now, look, they had to edit it, though. They had to edit it because right here, look how skinny. That's not Biggie. That had to be Puff or somebody because Big, they have no
yes,
Big,
yes.
Big had an all black. That was
yes.
edited. Go ahead.
Biggie wasn't what Infinity was.
Right. That kind of looked like Gene. But Gene said...
That's close in the head.
Right. This right here, that looks like Puff. Because look how skinny he is. Big didn't have one on hat. And Big was big. And he had on all black. That's not Big right there. Nah. Look at the edit. Check out the edit. That's the edit. Because they didn't catch Big until the stoplight. When they ran the light, D-Rock, who was driving the car with Big, and Big was on the passenger seat, they didn't run the light.
I could have sworn they said Lil C's was with him.
Yes, this Lil C's was in the back, like right here. Like, let's just say this is the truck with Big in it. Because that's a white shirt. A certain kind of shirt. C's was right here behind Big.
Or was that
Gene
in the back?
Driving?
No, Gene was not driving. Look at the edit now. Check it out. You see the edit? The shot's going on, right? Now look where the camera. The camera comes up with them already at the fucking light. That's an edit. Okay? But Dane, what's your thoughts? And then 832, First Ghost, and then the other 832.
I'm still trying to figure out the reason why the brother from Houston pointed out the fact that he said rap a lot. Why is that correlated with the situation with Quavo and Takeoff?
Exactly.
Because once they get into a squeeze like that, they are used, they will give you with a narrative. And the narrative is that Cam did it and he killed, and he's dead. So there's no more, you don't look, it calls the police or whoever not to investigate further because the fall guy's right there and he's dead. There's nowhere else to look.
But I mean, that's still not explaining why that's correlated. Like, how is this situation correlating to the situation?
Thank you. That's why I'm trying to figure out why is you saying that, because I'm asking you to do the correlation. And
you want us
not
to make an assumption that, you know, somebody from Rap-A-Lot did it just because they're part of Houston?
Right.
No, I was trying to give you an example of how they do before I tell you, so you can understand how they control the narrative. Once you got the narrative, the police is only going to do what you know, just like Gene doing. Like Gene doing, everybody believe what Gene says. You can't go any further than Gene. So they don't want you to go any further than Cam, and he dead. That's it.
Cam is not dead, though.
Nah, they said Cam is, from what I hear,
there's no proof.
They said he was alive.
Listen. How
well,
is
oh,
Cam
wait, that's different then.
Wait, hold on. How
but
is
you notice
Cam,
they kept on saying yellow jacket. They could have said,
Cam is not dead, bro. When they said it was dead, there's no fucking article that's saying that he's there. Somebody sent me an article that happened on, I think, the 4th or the 5th. They were saying a person got grazed by a bullet, went to the hospital, and came out. That's not dead.
Let me ask you this real quick, Mike. Are they saying that Cam is the one with the yellow jacket?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I just needed to see where they're coming from.
Right. He is not dead. People is getting it from I Got Sauce. And I like
well,
I Got Sauce.
Not there, boy. They finna get their ass tore up then.
This is the question. Where did you get that information from that he was dead? That's the most important.
That's what I've been seeing online. They say Cam was dead.
You cannot. You see, this is what I'm saying. You have to put your thinking caps on and stop taking everything for face value. Common sense.
The
other gentleman that we were talking to before this gentleman called in, without him saying anything, I got a lot from that. Like, I could tell that he got his ear to the street.
I'm from here, man.
I believe you.
Hey, hold on. Where you calling from first, this is why my thing
I'm calling from you. I'm calling from Houston.
No, you calling from a Houston number.
I'm in Houston. Houston got like 3 or 4 different numbers. I'm in Houston.
Listen, man, we got to question everything. Because if anything, because at the end of the day, you're not connecting the dots. You said you brung up the Biggie shit. Yes, it said rap a lot, but you're not connecting the dots. There's no correlation. Then when we ask you, you're not connecting the dots. Now you're talking about the new Cam shit. And you're saying he's dead, and I'm asking you, how do you know? Where do you get it from? You're saying you got it online. So you're taking things for base value and you're not connecting any dots. You're just talking. I'm saying that with respect. I'm trying, me personally, because it's on my platform. I don't care if I was on Dane's platform. I'm just trying to speak with a critical mind. Not saying nobody ain't either. But you're not connecting the dots, King, even if you're from Houston. You got to connect the shit. Connect it for us.
The shooting itself was just a violent act. They didn't aim at the guy. It was just like if you go on a war with another clique, you're gonna get whoever close to you. Regardless, it's no thinking. It's all violent. And the dude got takeoff. That's what happened. It wasn't that they plotted on. And since they got him, they went on got him for his necklace and all that stuff too while they was at it. It wasn't
no,
that they plotted on him all the time.
Fred.
Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to be honest with you. Look, judging from the situation and being from these streets out here, I'm going to be honest with you. And I hate to say it, but I feel like the scene probably would have been worse and would have jumped off way quicker if Rap-A-Lot wasn't there. The way dude clutching and you're around these little street dudes, that shit would have popped off a long time ago.
Right.
Dudes was really trying to chill because you got kids in the way. You got old folks in the way. You got a man. You hear Mike Prince, he probably like, you know, he's somebody's grandpa. He probably got, you know, he probably got grandkids Quavo age. And he tell him, chill out. You know how these little high-headed youngsters is. Man, nigga, I ain't, nigga. Shut up, nigga. You know?
Right.
And his little man over there, his little dude over there is on, he amped. He charged, man. From what I seen in the video, he looked short. I know I've been in these situations, so niggas rocking back and forth. Other niggas is seeing that, but they not gonna say nothing though, because now niggas know how you coming, but you don't know how they coming because you done already showed your ace.
Yeah, you showed your
name. That's how the game is played out here.
Look at this picture right here. Because Quavo was watching that nigga, okay? You see that?
Uh-huh.
Watching son. And you see the video when he was talking about his cell phone, they can't find a cell phone, some shit like that. Like, this whole thing is crazy, man. First Ghost, in closing, do you have anything else to say? Please make it quick.
Yes, all I got to say is lastly, and I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, But when you come to Houston, no matter what, who you are and who you think you is, man, you get shot with that bullshit. I mean, people just don't, they bold like that. I'm not saying that Takeoff was acting like that, but that's just how dudes is, man. They don't care. I mean, they really bold like that. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, King. We got somebody else from Houston. We got 502. When I see a Houston, they coming on.
We got somebody else from Houston.
512, please mute your background.
Okay, is it muted?
Yes. Yes. How you doing, sweetheart?
Okay, great. I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, no, yeah, that's Houston.
That nigga knew right
gonna,
off the bat.
He's tired,
yeah. I know what that means.
Go ahead, love.
Yeah, so I was just going to add this. So I live in Houston, although I'm not from Houston. And so I was just going to add this. I know people were talking about dice games, all of that. The pictures you've shown, they were inside playing the dice game. Yes, but the shooting and everything took place outdoors. They had moved from that. Like, the dice game is over. It's sort of like, you know, you at the club, it ends, and everybody dismissed and you kind of hanging out outside. So they're having that discussion, and I just wanted to add that, like, I think the Prince family has a certain reputation out here, and I know we want to give the – I think people should just stay alert for information from the police. I think someone alluded to that before, but they really aren't talking about it out here. And, you know, it recently happened, so I'm not going to give them the timeline that it would be solved already, but I will give you this. Headquarters, Houston is a very big city spread out, but the headquarters for the police, Houston HPD, is downtown. We're talking downtown where the Astros play, where the Rockets play. There are cameras on buildings everywhere downtown. Can we tell you where they're pointed? Don't know, but you know how, like, when you're watching TV and they're piecing together who did what, where you went. And they're pulling camera. Oh, well, I saw you walk at Walmart at 7 o'clock, and then the camera from your neighbor's house caught the car driving. Like, they will piece it together from buildings. So Houston has, like most major cities, there are cameras everywhere downtown. Again, it's where the Astros just played and won. There are cameras everywhere. If I jaywalk, they could see me. So I know the police know something, and I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt and a little bit of time to do something. But what I know is the mayor grew up here. You know, he's always talking about, well, he's from, you know, like a certain hood, of course. But he'll throw, you know, to let people know he's down. He'll say the bloody nickel, you know. So the crew have been in the Fifth Ward, and they'll call it the bloody nickel. So, you know, it's like, I'm shocked people even hang out. But sometimes when people would come, like Drake or somebody would come with the, you know, the Prince boys. I mean, they're men, but the Prince boys, they have a block party or something in Fifth Ward. Like, I tutored and taught at a school in the Fifth Ward. A lot of, you know, old school people grew up. Went, you know, doing segregation in the Fifth Ward. But the schools were, but it's a rough area now, right? And so it's not where I would be hanging out, taking people if I had guests coming over. I mean, I get their rappers and all of that, but it's called the Bloody Nickel for peace sake. So that's not where I'd be hanging out. But downtown is nice. The bowling alley is upscale. And so, again, I just wanted to add, there are cameras everywhere. I know the police, when they're like, oh, well, if you have any information, you know, y'all call. Whoopsie, we'll be like, they just don't know anything. That's BS. So, I know they see it on the cameras. So
let me ask you this really quick. So my question to everybody that's either from Houston or living in Houston, do you think that the police is complicit with whatever organization this is that's in Houston that has something to do with the situation?
I will say, and I'm going to just go ahead and say, I know other people didn't want to say, I'm going to say yes. And I'll say yes because, right, and I'm saying yes because it crossed my mind. As someone who's not from the city, but I live here, I've been here, like, for over a decade. So I've been here a minute. And I know that, I can't remember, the story that my friend, one of my friends was telling me about, like, this concert that was happening. Okay, so, like, the guy, I know y'all was giving him a hard time, who was trying to, like, establish whatever he was saying about the rap a lot and the Biggie and whatever, where I don't know about all of that. But I just remember someone saying to me, like, there was this, I think it was, what, well, you know what, I want to be, like, the caller, too, like, oh, I don't want to say, because it's not, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So someone was telling me they had gone to this concert with Master P and his, like, it's old school, so it's back in the day when he had all his groups, right? And so they're in town. He's hot in Houston, yet haven't, it's like the New Orleans rappers were really big then. So he had the whole little, whoever was with Master P. So they're having a concert at this venue. And I remember my friend saying, like, so rap, like, these guys with signs show up in the venue, just ruckus in the venue, holding signs saying rap a lot and da 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 da. So they have their old school rappers that are big, but maybe it was right, they were at the cusp before they got really big. So at that time, New Orleans, like, Master P was big here. So that's what he was saying to me. So I just know they was bout about it. Like Rap-A-Lot was bout about it. So they have a certain reputation. So I'm just going to say, when I saw the mayor talking, who will say, you know, when he calling out Third Ward or Fifth Ward, like, he cool, you know, in the bloody nickel and whoopie whoopie woo. I know he, like, the Prince family, like, Jay Prince is a legend. Like, he's a, you know, people throw that around, but he is a Houston legend. Let me put it like that. So even if someone was saying, well, they not going to like the police because they were in it. But I don't think they would, you know how you wouldn't want, you're going to tread lightly. I'm going to say, like, the police chief who's black and who grew up here and the mayor who grew up here. Yeah, you're going to tread light, like, okay, so you know Jay Prince. So you like, ooh. Like, I don't need the one that, ooh, let me just, right, you're going to think about it. Yeah, you're going to think about it.
I don't know.
So they're going to be slow about it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I thought when I heard him talk about it. And then because we've heard nothing after the nurse, you know, after they put the nurse on the, that's it. Like, we, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. So, you know, I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll give them a little time. Maybe they're doing some stuff that they don't want to release, whatever. But I hope people, like, even outside the city, like, if you don't hear anything in a couple of weeks, I hope people speak up. Like, I don't know, you know, I know their family has to bury, take off, and all of that. They're grieving, but I hope they come through and speak freshly if they got to get the feds.
And once again, Jay Prince, I'm saying they're not going to speak up. This has nothing to do with Jay Prince. That's number one. Let me make sure that's clear. This ain't got nothing to do with
No, not him speak up. I'm talking about Quave, Takeoff family. I hope they see. I hope once they grieve and bury him. Yeah.
Who? Hold on, who? Mm-hmm. Wait, who?
No, I'm saying once, you know, like, Takeoff family in Atlanta, in Georgia, once they grieve, they bury him and do whatever. If they haven't gotten closure, I hope people, like, put pressure on Houston to get an answer.
Right.
You don't think they're going to, like, want answers. You know how you want answers. Like, if something happened to just even regular Joe Blow, and you know how the people were like, look, my loved one got killed, and I told her, you know, I was going to get an answer. And even if it took whatever, you know how people put pressure on the police. They call every day. They come down. And I'm just saying, if they don't hear any word and nobody, because we have all this speculation about who did it, but the police, bottom line, has more information than us. And if there is no closure that we see, somebody needs to be putting pressure on, okay, give us some answers. Because it just shouldn't be a cold case. That shouldn't go cold with all these cameras downtown. Like, there's too many cameras downtown.
All right, now hold on.
Right, though. Right. She made a few good points that I'm going to address here. She made a few good points.
Hold on, love. Go ahead.
Few.
She said a few.
I know. You understand what I mean by that. There are a few good points. No, everything that you said was basically what I was saying. Like, as far as...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I'm waiting on what the police is going to do, because they should have gotten this done a long time ago, and from my point of view. But depending on what they see, what I'm looking at, because that will determine my assumption of what the deal is.
Right. And then we all have to keep in mind, that it's only been 5 days.
Not even a week. Has it been a week?
Not
no,
even
not
a
even
week.
A week. And, right. That's what I was saying. I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, give them some time, because I know with the fan, like with them knowing, with Jake, okay, so the family is high profile here. Like, even if you, you know, there's different types of high profile. So he's high profile here. So you're going to want to, if you grew up with this man as well, you want to give him the, you know, you're going to, because you know his reputation, you know the family's reputation. There's other things that's happened around this family. Like, this isn't not the first time, like, some suspect stuff has happened. So you know that, and you're going to tread lightly. You want to make sure all your ducks in a row. Or I'm sure it's crossing their mind. So this is not going to be a rush case. So I knew that. I understood it. So even if we feel like it should have been solved, I think if it was anybody else or any other family, maybe so. But
now,
I'm going to tell you, they grew up with this man. They know him. He is big in this city. But like, because they grew up here too. I mean, so yeah. I mean, you got to keep that in mind.
Well, this is
they know him.
Go ahead and hold on, because I want to take this other call. It's 704. It's on the line. 704. Please just hold on 1 second. Go ahead, 832. And I'm gonna go to 704. Then we're gonna end it. But go ahead, 832. What you gotta say?
Yeah, I think the thing that's being overlooked is that people are not realizing that it is an open investigation. And I think that the statements that have been released from the people involved are being overlooked. You understand that it's an open investigation. They can say to them. But looking at the fact that if QC releases a statement that says, you know, our brother got taken by a stray, and if I'm looking at what happened with Quavo, they say cousin, and he did his Instagram post telling all you new niggas need to, you know what I'm saying, shake the spot. Y'all need to move around. I think that's being overlooked if you're looking at what the people that are hurting are saying, and they can only say so much. With it being an open investigation, like, they basically telling you, like, this is what happened. It was a stray bullet and whatever, whatever. That whoever was responsible for that is responsible for that. But, Shawty, I like the way you speak. It's very eloquent.
Hold on. This is I always do this episode, this little segment. It's called Shoot Your Shot. So my nigga's shooting his shot right now, sweetie pie. So listen, my dude, shoot your shot.
Y'all so funny, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, nah, you like nigga. My man is listening right now, and he got a gun under our bed. Nah, let me stop.
Bless that man. Bless him. Bless his heart.
All right, but she's saying
I think you are appreciated now, but because you know I can't give any identifying information, but like keep up the good work. I'm enjoying the show, and I just wanted like if they said it was a stray, I don't know. That's kind of quick to say it was a stray, but maybe that's what Quavo said. I don't know. He would know he was there, but I still want to see closure here in Houston. If people don't see it. I feel like if the masses don't see it, they should speak up after a reasonable amount of time. Right.
Thank you for your call.
Mike, and I have to say this before we go, because this is the third time I spoke on a guy, I don't know. All I want to say is rest in peace to that man, Takeoff. He was my favorite DJ.
Right. Same here. Area code 704. You've been holding on for a minute, and then I'm taking one more call after this. Well, damn, there's a – wow, so there's two –
I'm telling you, what she said was very important,
right,
that nobody's addressing.
She said that
the mayor is connected, okay? We just want to leave it like that.
That's right. That's why I ain't saying that. Go ahead, Dane.
Right, because remember when I told you, when everybody was giving me this information on Twitter, this is the reason why I backed off, because we have high-profile players – in high profile positions.
Right.
So this is probably another reason why everything is delayed. Because once again, this is me speculating, they have to come up with an alibi in order to back up whoever it is, because apparently that must be family. Okay. Now, once again, I don't know none of these people, but whoever this is another reason why I'm saying it was set up. Okay. But if it wasn't set up, regardless, that shouldn't have happened. Regardless, that shouldn't have happened. No matter how far you want to say, okay, well, the argument went left. Okay, fine. But that don't mean somebody need to pull out weapons and everybody start shooting. There's no excuse for that. But with them being connected the way they are, I don't know how they're going to arrest the right person. Like, to go back what the other gentleman was saying from Houston, they may not arrest the right person. Just for somebody to take the, you know, take that and say, hey, do it for a few years, you'll be out, we got you, in order to keep the crowd moving. Now, I said to myself that it's deeper than this. This is the reason why I say this is a lot involved in this. Because if that's the case, and some of them high-profile players that are up there in the government are complicit, then it got to be bigger than just, okay, they got into an argument and shit went left. Okay, I'm telling you, I could point the finger at so many different things here,
right,
that proves that it was set up. That proves that it was set up, because if these guys are big as they are, and everybody know about their reputation, ain't nobody pulling no trigger unless the big guy or the guy up under that one or the guy up under that one is saying pull the trigger.
Got you. Right.
Something ain't right with that. Once again, I'm not trying to say it was a hit. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is that they not going to pull no moves unless they are told to do so. They're soldiers.
Right.
Just like when I got soldiers with me, ain't shit popping until I say it's a go.
That's right.
Unless we retaliating. But since Takeoff wasn't, you know, in no mood to raise a pistol or even protect himself, that's why I come in and say it's set up.
Right.
It's set up. Now, everybody, well, three people said that was an opportunity. But opportunity for what? For that person to make sure that a threat is removed. But Takeoff wasn't the threat.
Right.
So that's a message to Quavo. Like, hey, you stepped over your boundary. Hey, we all family here. Anything cool. But you stepped over. So you're going to take a loss. So what's the next thing? Because if Quavo wants to retaliate, that's going to be a loss for them. But that's not going to happen. Why? Because they too tied in with each other. There's too many higher-ups in there. Quavo not going to be able to do nothing even if he wanted to. So he can take that as a loss.
I would like to add on, I would think that, again, we all going to try to look at it from different angles, right? And it just came to me just now. Now, we see that they was in the lowrider, right? At Fifth Ward, it was, you know, Jazz with the gun on the seat. Quavo, we got Migo Bands in the back, and the other dude. Now, how did he have the burner, you know, to return fire, right? Now, this is my thing. Now, I would think that they knew. If anything, this is all speculation. All speculation, allegation, speculation. Now, I would think that, if anything, that was there at the Fifth Ward before they went to, you know, the bowling alley shit, that Migo Bands got a gun. Because how did they get there? They probably flew on a private jet. You know what I mean? Did he already have a gun on them? And they didn't know. Who knows? This is my point. Now, if they knew that man had a gun already off the rip, and they already have plans to, if we're looking at it from a setup, they would take all precautions to who would be the one that we had to watch out for, because they are there to protect them. They first shot will go to the motherfucker who they know has the gun, meaning Migo Bands. So instead of shooting that Takeoff or Quavo, they would take the big man out that has the gun. Now, we talking about from a critical analytical mind, if it was a setup from the jump, because they would know that nigga, Migo Bands, already had a gun on him. You understand what I'm saying? Unless they didn't know he had a gun on him. But however, the first shot, it then, you know, the dude with the yellow try to grab the chain to center third and then run behind him and pull his arm. That's when Takeoff look back or whatever. They say they try to use him as a shield or whatever, but he shoots Takeoff, allegedly, instead of shooting the dude who already has the gun.
That sounds like a setup.
This is what I'm saying. If it was a setup, they would take out the person first who had
exactly.
the gun.
Exactly.
But they never
exactly.
shot at him.
That's
after the
saying.
Fact.
That's what I'm saying. And the chain is gone. And the chains
are
gone.
Let me ask you a question. If there's a setup, if just say me and you set somebody up, and we know that the niggas that we want, just say we want Quavo and Takeoff. Just say we want Quavo and Takeoff. We're going to get them at the end of the night. So where somehow we're going to get them. But that nigga right there, the big nigga, Nego, he got a gun on him. These two niggas, they don't got the gun on him. So when we get the drop, when it's time to go, when it's time to press play, we got to take out Big Man first because he the one that got the burner. He's protecting them. And like we always say, fuck the rappers. Like Tony Yayo said, fuck the rappers. You got to worry about the niggas that surround them. Those are the ones that's going to pop off. So if it was a setup, let's try to look at it from all angles, regardless of how what stance any of us may stand on. However, if it was a setup, why wouldn't take out the one who can take you out? Why not take the nigga with the gun first? So once you take him out, the other two is this open season.
That's my point.
That's
why I said it's a setup. They could have took out him. They could have took out Quavo. They could have took out anybody on that right side. If they wanted to,
no,
as deep as they were.
Listen, Migo Banz was open to shoot.
Yes.
So you take out the threat first.
Right.
But they didn't.
You see my point now?
The first
now,
shot,
if it was
the
some
first
real street stuff, if it was some real street stuff going on, of course the bad guy going to shoot another bad guy, to the simpler terms. But if it's a setup, and more than one person is complicit, they taking off the target. Now, once again, this is complete speculation. Because my thing is that only one person died. You know, and unfortunately, may he rest in peace. Only one person was he ain't had no chains on either. Something up with that. Like, I mean, I don't understand how that situation of argumentation could turn into some street shit. And then all of their rules and regulations as far as them being brothers and they cool whatever is thrown out the window based off of one argument. That means you can't do shit when you around them niggas. If that's the case, then that's the case. But to me, the only person that got hit was Takeoff. Only person that died. The only person that died was Takeoff. A few other people got hit. But at the same time, they not speaking up. None of the shooters, just both of the, or more than one shooter, they're all living. That to me, that sounds like a complete setup. Because the shooters would have been killing the shooters.
Right, that's what I'm
just
saying.
Like you said,
yeah.
If it wasn't a setup, the shooters would have killed
the
shooters.
Shooter. That's right. Right. Yeah.
Or not both. Like, to me, that sounds like a setup. And that's me outside looking in, giving my perspective on it. That doesn't make it true. But what the lady said that called from Houston, that I feel as though is very important for people to pay attention to, is how the mayor of Houston is tied in. That's very important because based off of that,
right.
He gives the orders to the chief of police, whatever he wants. Hey, throw that up under the S family. Quick. Like, I would, too. If I was in his position, I'd be like, do what you got to do to get my family
that's
a
right.
Above
you
all that.
All his connections. Right.
Matter of
right.
fact, put it on somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That ain't even worthy. That's what I would do if I was family.
Facts.
Okay? So once again, we probably not even going to get the correct outcome just because of that.
All right.
Just because of that.
Dang.
Another reason why it's a setup. Go ahead.
I'm going to, everybody else, y'all going to have to hang up. 832-512, that's Houston. So I'm going to take that. I'm going to take the 917. 704, you're already on the line. Then after that, everybody else, that's it, because we've been on here long enough. And there's another number. Y'all been on for like 45 minutes, and it's a 1111111 number. You hold on. So I'm going to X out 707. Sorry, I'm going to X out 401. I apologize. 910, I apologize. I'm going to take that 917. I got to take a New York call. So everybody that's on this line, I'm going to take, and then we're going to give our synopsis, our closing arguments, and then I still have one question to ask my brother, Dan Calloway, a question. All right, 704, you've been live. You ain't say nothing. What's your thoughts, man?
Patiently waiting. What's going on?
You've been patiently waiting. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, this for Dan Calloway right here, man. This is some information for you, man. If you go on Google, Mike, matter of fact, Mike, if you could pull up Google and you could type in J. Prince Car Lot drug found, that'll give you all the information about the pool J. Prince got. You feel what
that
I'm saying?
One more time.
If you can go on Google and type in J. Prince Car Lot drug found, and then read that article, and that article will give you all the information you need to know about J. Prince ties in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Let's pull that up, and you'll see that man got caught with 76, well, he didn't get caught, you know what I'm saying, but one of his cars with the dealership tag from his lot got caught with 76 kilos in it. And
wait,
just read the article. Just pull up the article.
Wow.
Boy, and read the article.
It was in Florida?
I think this was actually in Albuquerque or something like that. This was in El Paso, Texas.
Okay.
So they like it sounds like they're running like a mafia. Like he's running like a mafia. That's what it sounds like.
Right. If you read the article, it'll tell you. In 1988, a car dealer license plate from a used car lot owned by Mr. Prince in Houston was stopped near El Paso, Texas. Authorities found 76 kilograms of cocaine in a hidden compartment, and one Houston man was convicted. But what it go on to tell you is that J. Prince actually complained after Mr. Prince complained to prominent Democrat and member of Congressional Black Caucus, Maxine Waters, who very publicly campaigned against racism and racial profiling. And this is what pretty much ended up getting, if you look into J. Prince and you see the dirty cops, Jack Schumer, Shoemaker, Mocker, and also Chad Scott, that's how they ended up getting busted. You feel what I'm saying? But anyway, as far as the takeoff situation, man, ain't nothing that small gonna take the Prince family, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel what people say. I feel people.
Like you can tell that they got ties to higher ups, and they not gonna get touched. No matter what.
Oh, no, and it's over. I feel a lot of people love Migos. I love them. I rock with them. I watch them little boys grow up, become successful from Hannah Montana, you know what I'm saying, all the way to where they at today. But that ain't enough, my man. You feel what I'm saying? What that look like, you got to think about it. All of the cameras that was there on that scene, man, you know the police got those cameras. They got clear 4K footage, man. We just looking at some clips up and down. You know, we trying to, you know, people
you from,
trying to
pee. You from Houston, right?
Nah, I'm from Charlotte, my brother. I've been following rap a lot since the early 90s. Man, I've been a big J. Prince fan, so I know about his movement. I know how he tied in all over the world, all over the country. You know what I'm saying? I know how he tied in with Chicago and with your boy, I forgot his name, man. I ain't trying to fumble my brain, but the man just tied in. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people hate it. I feel that his son ain't really, just, you know, really worked for nothing. Ain't really did too much, but hey, you know, when the king dies, what becomes of a prince?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It's just the program. It's something that you can't stop. You might hate his guts. You might feel like he didn't deserve it. He didn't work for it. But it's the protocol. You know, it's all about the lineup. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you look at the whole thing, man, it looks kind of fishy. It is. I'm with Dave. You know, why would they allow Quavo to come back? Why wouldn't Quavo got angry at Mike then? Oh, man, get the fuck away from
Mike,
me. Get away from
Mike
his body.
Yeah, he was.
Mike, like, I could see Mike was trying to defuse it. Whoever it was, TMZ clipped it off or whoever Quavo was arguing with. By the time they cut in, Mike Prince was trying to defuse it. Whatever it was.
Right,
like,
right. And hold on. And let's look at, again, I said let's look at it all different scenarios. Now, look, the video when Jay Prince Jr. is coming back, he wasn't even there when it happened. You see him coming to the scene after the fact. So he, again, regardless of what anybody's standpoint that they're standing on, we still have to look at all aspects of what could have, okay? So, again, I'm going to show it to you right now. Hold on. Nobody say nothing, please. Respectfully. Hold on. I'm going to show you right now. Okay? All right, now, hold up. Let me take this off. I got it on it right here. All right, now let's look, y'all. So, this is, he was probably downstairs or whatever the case may be. You see Quavo there or whatever, right? You see Mike Prince right there, whatever. Maybe he was there, but he had to be close by. Okay, he had to be close by. Maybe he wasn't there when it happened, and I'm talking about Junior. Maybe he was not there when it happened. He came, you know, probably 5 to 10 minutes or less after it happened. You understand what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, so who knows? And then, you know, knowing the fed case he had, you can't be around stuff like that. The 7th, even though you can't be around stuff like that, it still happened while you was around it. I don't know.
I'm with you on that, man. But
it ain't too much.
Jay Prince Jr. could have done.
All aspects is possible. That's all I'm trying to do. Okay, that's all.
Yeah, well, what he said was ain't too much Jay Prince Jr. could have, you know, done because...
Yeah, right. I don't want to watch no man's brains bleeding out. You know, I can't. Ain't too much I could do. You know, I can't sit here and... I just got off of federal probation. My boy ain't even supposed to be around no type of gun at all. You understand what I'm saying? So automatically, I got to get the hell off the scene. You know what I'm saying? I hate what's going on, but I can't be the one out here around all of these fellas, around these gun holders. I just can't be there. You know what I'm saying? Even if it bite me in the ass in the end, but, you know, I can't really, you know, right now I can't take that chance.
Facts. Hey, man. Anything else, King?
That's about it, my boy. That's about all.
All right, man. Look, I appreciate your call, man. Thank you.
All right. Hold it down.
Right.
People are saying that in the chat, they're saying that Jay Prince Jr. put up a tweet saying that he wasn't there. I thought that was Jazz Prince that said that he wasn't there.
All right, let me look that up right now. What is it, on Twitter or Instagram?
I think they said tweet. I think they said he put up a tweet.
Okay.
But at the same time, I don't think he would have said that knowing that he on camera. I don't think he would have said that. If anything, that was probably Jazz Prince that said that. And of course, Big J Prince wasn't there neither.
All right, James Prince Jr.
But the statement that stuck out to me that J Prince posted was the fact that he told whoever it was a cryptic message saying that you can't hide behind me. You can't hide around me. Whoever it was that did it was close. And he told him, no, you can't hide. You don't put that on me. That's senseless. I don't want that on me. That's what I got from that. So whoever it was he's familiar with, because the word got to him, he the boss. The word got to him, and he like, nah, tell that nigga, nah, he can't. He don't want that on him. He going to have to fess up to his own. And that right there, that could be one or more persons. That could be anybody, because once again, we see who, but I don't know that person's name. People were speculating online on who that person is, but that still hasn't been verified to me. I don't see any verification, because you never got a chance to really, you know, really see. I mean, me, I never really got a chance to put a picture to it, you know, to say, okay, yeah, that's him, y'all. I can't see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say it's that guy, me personally. I just know that whoever that is on that yellow was right beside Takeoff. You can clearly see him pull something off of him, and you can clearly see him pull or tug on his shirt to make Takeoff turn to the right, like, you know what I'm saying? So, and then he darted into that, to that place. So, whoever that is in question. They need to bring Migo Bands in question, you know, and I know Mike Prince not going to say nothing, but of course he would know. And so with the guy in the white hoodie that had the jeans on that was kind of a few feet away from them, he would know. And of course the person that recorded it would know, the young lady. But with them being all tied in, okay, to go back to that, once again, this is giving them enough opportunity to spin a narrative and to place the blame on something else. They were not shooting dice outside. The argument happened, but the dice plan wasn't happening. They're not about to have thousands of dollars on that ground right there. And plus, that would be uncomfortable. I wouldn't even shoot dice right there. Like I would, and then you got celebrities with you. You got a famous boxer, and apparently, of course, he's not gonna say nothing to his rep, and he probably tied in. That's all on the line. These people, you know, and it's a private event. They know each other. They know how to get down. A lot of people might not say nothing just because of that, you know. But I mean, it's crazy because once again, a life was lost, and. I'm upset that nobody is going to say or at least try to leak it or something to try to, I mean, because I understand they may be afraid of, you know, losing their life by saying something just because of how tired they are.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that's probably the reason why they're not saying anything, but somebody need to say something. And maybe they don't, because once again, too many Houston people are saying that there's cameras right there. And the police got to know who it is if his camera's right there. And from what I hear, that's a very good area, and the ghetto is outside of it, like not too far away from it, but that particular area is all luxurious and luxury and glamorous. So at that particular area, yeah, they're going to have some cameras up. Somebody knows something. With them taking 5 days to get this done, yeah, that's to try to knock the either wait to catch the person off guard, or to try to twist the narrative. With that lady saying that mayor's tied in, I'm going with that. If he tied in, he ain't saying nothing. He's making sure that his family good, too. Because if I was in his position, I would, too. If I was in that mayor's position, and that was my family, but I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not about to be snitching on my family. And I don't want my family in jail for no reason.
Exactly.
And if I'm the mayor, I'm going to tell the chief, hey, look, you better lock up somebody else. Stop playing with me. Lock up somebody else. You better not touch my family or else.
That's right. That's what everybody has to take into consideration.
But that guy, the guy that called, and I think he's still on, that's from Houston. He close. And I can tell by his demeanor. And I'm not trying to. And I know you close, meaning like you may be, and you don't have to say a word, brother. But I can tell by the demeanor. Okay. I can tell by the demeanor, and that's the reason why I'm kind of you playing it off as all my, because there's nothing like, I mean, first of all, I'm not trying to hem you up with some situation. You in there, You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to say a word, brother, but I appreciate that. But I feel how you just know that I know that you were trying to move it a different direction, and I could tell. I was like, oh, nah, he in it. He in it. So you don't have to say a word, brother, but I, you know, once again, man, that's what we could agree on is that it wasn't right.
Oh, shit, my
it
battery.
It was uncalled for.
Oh, my phone. So 832, it hung up. My bad, bro. My phone has died. So, hold on. Let me, I got to,
But that brother right there was, he's, you can tell, he's close. And that's the reason why he called to dictate.
Now, I'm going to take these, three more calls and that's it. All right. 111111, whatever. You on the air, please make it quick because now I'm giving everybody at least 2 minutes. Let's go. Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, what's up? What's your thoughts?
Oh, shit. You hear me?
Yeah, you. What's up? You've been holding on for a long time.
You know what's so crazy? I don't know what... It was so crazy. I don't know why my number came up 111, but peep the lick. Now, if you go back to where the first shots happened, right? Now, the thing is, now everything is coming together. This shit crazy, dog. Now, I don't think that Yellow Hoodie was the first motherfucker to hit Takeoff. Now,
right.
Peep the lick. Now, when you back that bitch up, now, the first thing you're going to see what Takeoff going to do is he's going to clutch his left side. He's going
right.
to the left. He's going to turn. Then he's going to kill it. He's going to turn to the right. You know what I'm saying? Now, the thing is, you look at the autopsy report. See, the autopsy report, the only thing they're saying is, oh, he got hit. The first thing he said was, he got hit in the head, you know what I'm saying? And then he got hit in the torso, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, in his arm. But the thing right. is, they not saying what side, you know what I mean? Was it the left torso, the right? They not saying none of that shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, Pete the Lick, if you look at Chucky, look at the Chucky doll, that motherfucker right there, you see that, when he ducked down, he hitting Takeoff. He the one hitting what's name through that damn Chucky dog. You know what I'm saying? That's how that shit going down. Yellow Hoodie, what he doing is, what Yellow Hoodie going to do is, he drawing his shit, but at the same time as he's drawing his shit, he, you know what I mean, you know, shit, he jacking something off the ripper. You know what I'm saying? So he going to take the chain and shit, but he's still holding take, you know what I mean, you know, holding Takeoff up. Oh, yeah. Holding his ass up. But at the same time, he still see Migo Bands. Now, peep this. Now, with Migo Bands, now, as you see when he was coming, then, you know, he was starting backing up, and he went with the shoot, but he was like, he went to shooting wild. And everybody said, oh, you know, he just shooting all wild and shit like that. The reason why the nigga was shooting wild and moving like that, you know what I mean, because he knew what he wanted to do, but it was at least 2-3 other people shooting. And that's what made him, you know what I mean? That would have him going all wild and shit like that for the simple fact that, like, damn, this shit coming from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So the reason why a lot of this shit ain't what you going on in the news and things like that is for the simple fact of the matter is that the ties. Because the thing is, we got video. We looking at video. So you got this nigga Cam, you know what I mean? You got the nigga Cam. He all on Twitter with the shit. Oh, the impossible. I did that shit. Whatever the case may be. He can say shit because he know he didn't pull that trigger. You know what I mean? Yeah. He know it. So, damn. Yeah. So, it probably was. But the thing is, you look at the video also, you will see how Migo Bands is where he, you know what I mean, is where he's pointing at. It's more like he's pointing, like, you know, it's not like he's pointing. I don't feel like he's pointing up. You know what I'm saying? It don't look like that. You know, it don't look. It don't look like the gun is just facing, you know what I mean, like, you know, the area of Takeoff, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, you know, a headshot, you know what I'm saying? But then again, because he was shooting wild, because he was shooting wild. He probably, you know what I mean, it probably was friendly fire, whatever the case may be. But that first shot came from that goddamn, what's that? Because think about it. When you seeing Takeoff walk off, right? Come on, let's go. Oh, yeah, it's cake. As if a motherfucker had them just drop down low. And that's a motherfucker shoes. That's a motherfucker's shoes, like, you know what I mean? Like, going against the damn, what's your name? You know what I mean? Now, you look at that goddamn turkey doll, right? This motherfucker on the ground. And this motherfucker turkey doll, that motherfucker turkey doll still up there. You know what I'm saying? You will see all that shit. Now, right, damn. Boy, this shit crazy as fuck. Yeah. But the first thing is, that damn turkey, that damn, what's your name? Turkey off the river. Because look. That motherfucker finna pull that bitch up. You know what I mean? When he pull that bitch, he drops, you know what I mean? He gets down. But Chucky, you know, all the way at the beginning, always at the beginning, you gonna see when Takeoff walking off, the Chucky, he ducked down on, like, why would he get low? You know what I mean? Off the ripple. You know what I'm saying? Him? Now, the thing is, Chucky doll and Yellow Hoodie, they was already communicating with each other. They was already communicating with you. See, you gonna get this nigga. You know what I'm saying? They was out. There it is. See? Takeoff, you know, at first he looked to the left. It was like he had looked to the left. And he got to pause this because he's holding his side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, shit. Like, you know.
Right,
like,
he's holding
like,
his arm.
Right. Like, damn, that shit.
He was holding his side, too. Like, if you noticed, he was having his arm was... This is so horrible, bro. This is so horrible.
Right.
And from that direction right there, you can tell that Mike Prince was looking.
You see his fingers right there. That he was holding on. Right there.
He was holding on, dog. That shit hit. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't gonna grab it. Like, you're like, bam, that shit.
Fast. Bullets travel fast. It's the stomach, and it goes. It's like
so
a
boom.
That should just travel mad quick through your body.
Now, boom. Okay, now, boom. Now, peek the lip, right? Now, back that bitch in. Now, look at Chucky Doll. Now, look how the Chucky Doll is looking at what's his name. As soon as you said that shit is pointed at what's his name, is pointed at Takeoff. You know what I'm saying? And then,
yeah, I
y'all
said
need to be like, what's
that?
Something
was pointing what? Right there. But it was almost
it's
a little
further. That was he got hit in the left side first, bro. He got hit on the left side first. That shit came, boom, dog. Look how that turkey dog moved.
The turkey dog is facing him at that time. It's facing right there, too.
Right, dog. Dog. Chucky started it. And then next thing, that's when Yellow, what's your name? Because that's when they were like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? They were like, ooh. So then that's when Yellow, you know what I mean? That's when Yellow Hoodie came up out the blue. You know what I'm saying? Because now he's been changing everything. Because, dog, it's Chucky. Look.
Right. You know what I think? Migo Benz didn't know where the shot came from. Because if
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Right, because if he knew it came from the Chucky doll, he would have been shooting at the individual. Now he's scanning the room, trying to figure out who it was. Exactly. So he looked up at Youngin, he's like, who is this? Then he figured out that Takeoff got hit, he backed up, he drawn out his weapon, still looking at Takeoff. And at that time, as he drawing, that's when that guy is about to, once he noticed that he got pistol too, see, he pulling him right there. That's what he pulling him. He pulling him in front of him right there.
Yep.
He jugging on his shirt right there, trying to pull him in front of him.
Yep.
At that time, a gun had to be drawn because that's when you, doom, you're going to hit a doom and boom, that person on the camera ducked down. That's how you know it was close.
Right. You know,
and that was before, right. If you look at the other video, that's before Migo Band started shooting.
Right.
Video, he just backing up, yeah. Then shooting, backing up. That's why I was like, okay. So the first two initial shots was not coming from him. Was it coming from Migo Band? Migo Band is reacting.
Right, that shit came That shit came from that shit right there. Chucky first, and then, you know what I mean? Then what's your name? You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, like, look. Like, he just went to cut in the side. Like, Migo, but you know what I mean? He went to cut in the side. Like, you know, but that's Chucky on the ground, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Why did Chucky, if you listen to the sound, that bitch is
straight. No, let it play.
Watch this.
Let it play. Watch this. Because you're going to see whoever this person is with that right here. Whoever this person is, watch the arm. Once that person get on the ground.
That's the first shot. Yeah. Boom.
Go back. Look at the arm. Look at the arm of the individual on the ground. Up. It's up.
Right.
And let that person is saying stop. Pause it again. When it come up some more.
All
right. It's gonna pan over there. Right there, arm.
Yeah.
The arm
but
right
what I'm
there.
Saying is that I saw that arm a couple times. Like, does that person have a weapon?
In the trail.
Unless that person is like stop or like holding their hand out, like, oh my goodness. You know, like, stop, please. Like, it's a stop type of gesture. But if you come up a little bit more, and then once she pan again, look at pan again. Watch this pan. Stop right here. See, the hand is still up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The hand is still up. And that's why I was questioning, like, okay, does this person have one too?
Right.
We can't pinpoint how many. We know it's more than one shooter. That's for sure. We know it's more than one shooter.
Right.
Check it out. Hold on. Check it out. Now, let's keep our eye on the Chucky dog. Now, this is already the first shot, and that's when the Chucky nigga is bending down. Right. This is right after the fact. Still down. Now check it out. The Chucky dog didn't get on the floor or nothing. Just still bending down, right? The nigga got out the way. He caught him. Now, after the allegedly, if the nigga in the yellow hoodie shot him, and then ran into the bowling alley, but check out the Chucky dog. Now he dives over to the right. To me, probably he's exchanging fire through the fucking dog and just
falling
down to the right side.
See, once again, I'm not sure, but we know it's more than just this guy that's running into this place.
Absolutely.
But I can't, this person's hand is up. It could be in a gesture of shooting, or it could be a gesture of, oh, no, stop. Like, they got their hand out with their, you know, like, trying to, but right there, it was kind of like, why is the hand still up? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you on the ground, and that's what, I was like, I don't know about that one.
He's still in the air.
You have to look at his right arm. The nigga that's holding the dog, we know his left arm is holding the dog. The right arm, that right arm is still in it or holding the feet. If somebody's shooting, why would this arm be holding the feet and not just react and drop down to the floor? Even after this part right here, hold on.
Yep.
Now look. It's still holding a motherfucker.
What?
It still seems like his right arm is inside of the dog or holding the feet of the dog. Why would you even care about the Chucky dog? Just drop to the fucking floor and still get hit.
Come on, man.
Allegation.
Come on. That right there, you know what I mean? So Tomiko Bands. Because like I say, when the shots went off, he didn't know what the fuck was going, but then most shots going off. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know what I mean? He, like, he don't know where this shit coming from, because this shit coming from it. So that's why he's shooting wild. You know what I'm saying? Backing up like how he backing up, because he don't know where this shit coming from.
Who?
You know what I'm saying?
He don't know what it was.
Right.
Because if he would have known, Johnny Yellow Hoodie would have been dropped by now. Because he had to jump on the guy in the yellow hoodie. But if he would have known, the reason why he backed up is probably noticed that it was more than one shooter.
Right.
So he knew if he was going to do something, he had to back up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
What's your last thoughts? I'm really ready to go now. I got to use the bathroom, too. What's your last thoughts in closing?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, let's go here, man. And that's why, you know what I mean? That's why Yellow Hoodie, he all on Twitter talking shit and this and that and this. You know what I mean? Because of the ties, because of the extracurriculum bullshit, whatever the case may be, and from the angle that we got. Trust me, man, them cameras working, dog, and the shit just too quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody talking about this man death like that on the news. You know what I mean? Like, the shit just too quiet, and that's just what it is, man. But, yeah, it all started with Chucky, man. Chucky. One more thing. Man, listen, man, go and watch that messy video. Now, the thing is, it's a lot of messages in that message video, dog. Like, if you go watch that shit, you will see it. Like, you know what I mean? So, the messy video. Messy. Quavo and Takeoff, the lab. When you see that video, that shit gonna open your eyes to a lot of things. You know what I mean? Like, that's what, like, honestly, he was a sacrifice in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? This is allegations. But the thing is, you know, numbers don't lie, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, numbers don't lie. If you see Offset part, it's like he's like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, Offset go first. I mean, Takeoff go first. And you see, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucked up, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything that was messy. And then the thing is, and thank you, when you say, I want you to peek the lick. You're going to see when Quavo start rattle, right? And Quavo say, when it get messy, you're going to see that shit. The camera going to point directly right at Takeoff, right? And he's standing right to the next to the Grand Reaper, and that bitch saying, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to see Quavo, he's going to be all in white. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be in the elevator by himself, but you're going to see how he's taking his head, whatever the case may be. He's going to be in the elevator by himself. Next thing you know, he's going to have he's going to be sitting on the box. When he lift up that box, that bitch going to say Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? On that shit. Look at that shit. And when they leaving up out of that shit, you will see as Quavo and Takeoff is leaving up out of that little house and shit like that, you will see how, you know what I mean, like the people on the side where Takeoff is at, it's like bullshit going on. But you'll see when as they're walking by on the side, Quavo was there. They popped confetti. So, like, what the fuck? So, let me tell you what Takeoff, man, dog, Takeoff knew it, dog. He knew it. Let me tell you something. So the thing is, right, you will see Takeoff look at Quavo and Takeoff going to point at himself. Like me? Right there. You see that right there. Right there. You know what I mean? It's going to be messy. You know what I mean? Right there. And boom. There go the what's name over his head. Now there go Quavo right there. And you're going to see that motherfucker lip up. Now look, you got Cam, 03. What time, you know what I mean? Look at that shit. What time they call it? Look at the depth.
The cam, it says
2:39. They said he called, and it said, you know what I mean, he called around about 2:30. You know what I'm saying? Now, the nigga who they blaming is Cam, and the shit that they was on, the flow that they was on, that was the third floor, nigga. They was on the third floor. You know what I mean? So that's Cam, third floor, 2:39. Which now, look, you know what I mean? He by himself. You know what I mean? And then the thing is, you will see also in that video, you got a contract. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he in the bed. Like, he in the bed with the devil, dog. You know what I mean? And you'll see blood coming off the back of the walls when he first started rapping, dog. You'll see all that shit, dog. He knew what the fuck was going on. Like, dog, it was all of what's his name, dog. You know what I mean? It's it's fucked up, dog. But he that nigga right there. It was that time. You know what I mean? I look. You know what I mean? Like, shit, you know shit.
He had with Sweetie. Remember, he was in the elevator with a Call of Duty box.
Right. Right.
That was, why is he? A lot of symbolism right there. And remember, they got the she got the messing with him in the elevator. I'm talking about Sweetie.
Yeah.
Exactly what it was. He had a Call of Duty box in his hand. Basically, she was trying to stop him from leaving. He was leaving, and they got into it a little bit inside of an elevator.
Right.
So that's kind of symbolism to the terror.
Right. That's symbolism. Yep. To that,
yeah. Yeah, but at the same time, they were fighting over her Birkin bag. He was trying to get her Birkin bag. He ain't had no Call of Duty damn what's name. That's something different right there, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Look at all the bags. I saw the Call of Duty box with him.
Right.
When they got there, I saw a Call of Duty box because that was I'm trying to think of what it was called. Because I remember I had to get that same box for my son. And I recognized, I was like, oh, he played Call of Duty, just like that. Because I got that same box for my son. I left, there was just other things in it. And he was just carrying it around.
Hold on. All right, now peep the lit, right? Now, in that verse, you will hear him say, when he ended that verse, he say, I'm in the play, and they got all these pistols. I'm asking, like, where they come from? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen to his verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would hear, like, you would see, like, and then, dog, you would see how everything just blends together, dog. You know what I mean? And the thing is, and the crazy thing about it is that shit has so much commotion in that video. Guess what happened at the wedding, dog? It was so much commotion at the wedding, man. Dog, Takeoff, like he just wasn't there. It was like Takeoff just went back. He looked at it, like he knew what time it was. Like when he made his last Instagram tweet, you know what I mean? Shit like that. He knew what time it was, dog. He knew it. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, it's like he just there. You know what I mean? Like he didn't, dog. He wasn't that type of nigga. He was just out there with his uncle, dog. You know what I mean? He's not that type of nigga. He just out there with his fucking uncle. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, just what it like. It's fucked up. You know what I mean? It's really fucked up, dog. You know what I mean? Dog, think about it. Now, might not, if you look at the back of the walls. Nigga, that shit got blood on the back of the walls. Dude, you got a bed shaking. Nigga, he ain't dead with the devil. Nigga, look at the contract. Nigga, he put the gun over there. Like, dog, it's all subliminal. See, you know what I mean? Dog, okay. It's all okay. That shit real. And she on the bed fucking somebody. You know what I mean? So the thing is, but, like, dog, he made a deal with the devil, dog. You know what I mean? Like, that shit crazy, dog. You know what I mean? It's getting messy. And when you say messy, that's when that shit went right there straight to Takeoff. And he's standing
look.
Right there.
Right. Hold on, look at 2:30. You know what, I'm not even gonna do it, man, but it is you know, a lot of symbolisms, and I just have to say everybody is making
Hold on, one more thing. Right. And if you go to the beginning of the video, guess who directed the video? Quavo. And guess what? That was a haunted house scene. Guess what? He died on what's in the he died on Halloween.
Halloween.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. This shit deeper than rap. You know what I mean? But rap a lot got something. You know what I mean? Woot the woot, woot the woot. But if you see at the beginning of that motherfucker, you will see that goddamn that shit ain't say Quavo. That video was Quavo idea. That shit one was it? Man, come on. Jump out this team pilot. This is this G5. This ain't no Challenger. Come on, man. Like, he on some. I mean, like, some hotel shit. You know what I'm saying? But look at, like, come on, man. Take off. Look. He looked dead right there. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you just, in Maina, when he got to the Fifth Ward, right? Like, look what kind of car they in. They in the old school. You ever kind of car he was in when he got to the Fifth Ward? Old school, nigga. Okay, that shit, you know what I mean? It just all blended together, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, when them people's involved, that shit gonna be harder, you know what I mean, for that case to be solved. You know what I mean? Because
yeah. Last one. If this is from Houston, 512. You're the last caller. What's up?
Hey, real quick. Dude's on point. You go to timestamp 00019, the shooter is Chucky Dow. It first started during the argument. Watch the video, no sound. Watch the video, no sound. Watch the Chucky person with the Chucky Dow. They get the signal in the room while Quavo is arguing with Mike Prince. Person shake their head, no shot. The person that's beside them filming saying, do it. Hold up, right after that, Quavo say, let go, man. Soon as they got right in front of her, she busted. Nobody knew where the shots came from because it's muffled through the dial, okay? Now, the incident. Notice that's the only person whose face you never saw.
How you know that's a girl?
We don't know. We don't know if that's a boy or a girl. It could be a boy dressed up as a girl. We don't know. Because you can see the braids hanging from under the hoodie, and you can see the fake eyelashes, the false eyelashes. When the person got the signal from across the room, they turned their head left to right, but you still couldn't get a clear view of their face. And this was right before Quavo say let go. Soon as he say let go, somebody told her to take the shot because the girl that had the phone that was recording it was texting. The person with the phone was getting information and instructions on what to do. As soon as Quavo and Takeoff got right in front of her, he got hit in the side. That's why if you look at his foot, he spun because he was hit. As he's walking, he's holding his injury, and the person with the dial is still up on him because she got to finish, or he got to finish the job. Now, let's fast forward to the person with the dial on the ground. Look at the left hand at 00019. She is busting at Migo Bands. She had already dropped Takeoff. She had to finish, or he had to finish the job. But if you even slow it down and look who stepped right, there you go. Now look at the foot. That's Takeoff foot. She step up, the dial shift. The dial is going to shift.
That's what I'm right now. Hold that thought. Look. Everybody. And after this, I swear to God, OMG. Look at the dog shift to the right, our right towards Takeoff. And look at the dude feet, like turn away and run. You see how the Chucky dog turns. Look at the Chucky dog. Don't look at nothing else. Look at the Chucky dog. When it turns to the right. Look at the Chucky dog. Nothing else. Boom. See how it turns.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see that? Boom. Unless when it turns like that, maybe they turn to see somebody else. But you see the dog turn. Look. Boom. Boom. Boom.
You see Takeoff foot. Yep. He got hit right there.
Right there. I'm done. What's your last
thought, she followed him or he. Right, Mike. And she or he followed him to finish the job. And if you look. When the shooting and everything took place, the distraction was the yellow hoodie dude because his job was to get the jewels. That's the only reason he was there, to get the jewels. He or she is the hitter. She the one lay anybody down that get in the way. And she was doing it and nobody could, or he, whoever this is, or he or she, whoever it is, nobody could see the gun. They hear shots. They don't know where it's coming from because this motherfucker the one busting on everybody.
Do me a favor. Go back to Mike Prince's video so I can see what shoes Takeoff had on. All
right, hold on.
Takeoff also, you guys, got a picture in front of the building.
black and white, and the soles were white at the bottom. But I'm going to go to it right now. Hold up. Right, I'm, matter of fact, I'm going to go to your... All right, it's there. All right. I got so many fucking windows up. All right, man. This is it after this shit, man. Shit. All right, here we go.
All I'm going to say is in the end, Chucky Bow person got the gun in their left hand shooting at Migo Band. And he had already completed the hit on takeoff, and that was it.
You from Houston?
Yes.
No, I knew you wasn't going to take my call unless I used a Houston area code, baby. I had to get through here and drop these jewels.
Oh, wow.
Because, y'all, it's right in front of everybody. Oh, takeoff. They set him up, man. They set him straight up.
Yeah. He was definitely hit right there.
I definitely think that it was a setup.
Anything else, love? I definitely appreciate your call. Anything else?
That's it. The Chucky Doll person did it. They had the gun in their left hand. Watch the whole video. No sound. And just watch Chucky Doll, and you got your killer right there. Peace. I'm out.
Peace. All right. That's it. Shutting that motherfucker.